Blog Talk Radio.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh yes, for a saint is just a sinner who fell down, but we couldn't stay there and got up. Say now,
we fall down,
oh, my,
but we get up.
Get back
we
up.
Fall down.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
we
yeah.
Get up,
yeah,
we fall down.
Oh my,
but
my,
we
my,
get
we get back up again.
For a saint is just a
sinner. Oh, yes, we are. But we can't stay there. There's a seed of righteousness inside of us. Oh,
we fall down.
Say now.
But
we get back up again.
We fall down.
We fall down sometimes, but we get back up again.
We fall down.
Yes, we do that.
We
rise back up again.
For a
saint,
just a sinner.
Oh.
To the season,
that some people say may not have no reason, but we're going to put it to you either way. This is our anniversary special. We've been on this air for 9 years, keeping it going, talking to you all across the country. We got Brother Ray Fauntleroy coming on. We got a bunch of y'all who was with us from the beginning, and I owe every one of you on this line. Thank you for even listening and tuning in to somebody who can get back up again, because we fall down. But we going to get up today. This show is dedicated to my beloved sister who had just passed and transgressed to the next life, my sister Alicia. And we're going to do it the way we do it in the B-Low style. It's going to be ready. I hope y'all ready for the facts. Hope y'all ready for what matters. This is the X, the holy X-Mass. This is what I tell people. When we get on this program here, if you can't handle the facts, now we're going to listen to something else at the moment. We good to go because football is not important as it was yesterday. And again, we had a wonderful time. A shout out to everybody, all the family showing love all across the country. Appreciate y'all so much, so much. And we're going to appreciate y'all today. This is a nice anniversary special. I'm your host, Dry Bones, and we're going to do it. Now, y'all been watching a lot of chat out here. Those who've been keeping up with us, y'all been seeing we had some trouble last week. These stations. Blog Talk has went down on numerous shows recently, so we got a sign saying we are currently experiencing an issue with our live broadcast system. Our engineers are working to fix the issue. So if anything happens, we know Blog Talk is the culprit today. So let's get it started. Let's just go on with what's been happening for these 9 years. We've been vindicated so much. Everything we have said on these programs and advocated is now coming to fruition. It is a lot of things happening. People are waking up, seeing that there's some strange phenomena that's going on. And it's not the same Christmas as it was growing up. Even in death, Christmas is about life and death. We're going to get into the esoteric of Christmas and the occult level of Christmas. People today, houses decked with lights, everything is a beautiful tree. Ain't no snow in none of the regions of the winter hinder. No snow at all. It might be 50 degrees up in the north. So this is a strange. Only one area has snow, and that's the higher elevations, the Rocky Mountains, and those of you in higher elevations. So we're going to get started. Let's just say that we've been saying how these social systems been working in order to keep the people. Now, this Jesus story is about us, born in a manger, with these three wise men, all these symbolisms, all got meaning. Even today's political agenda, how King Herod went into all the hinterland to kill the firstborn, that's being done today too. All day, the same thing. Nothing's new under the Helios. Nothing is new under the Helios. Nothing is new. Now, this is what they're doing. We being the Jesus, they had a Rome Jesus around, and he ended up in Kemet, Egypt, which could be all the way down from the White Nile to the Blue Nile, and that's all the way through Uganda. So the three wise men in the picture, you see the holy one wearing the holy diadem. He is the Ethiopian. Go look up the pictures. Even in the most racist segregational time, they always had that wise man as black. And they do a ritual in Europe with the three wise men. And all through the Spanish world, they will have three wise men parade on Cayocho. This is about the occult worship of the Son of God, right? Today you'll find out that that's what they're doing. They worshiping the Son, God. And because of the secrets that have been kept through Christmas, and all of us went through the rituals of St. Nicholas and the Christmas tree, every one of us on this line has been symbolized to it. And yet they say the people of the Bible is the one that persecuted Jesus, went after him, all the way in Egypt. But he hid in Egypt, which is strange. That's not never talked about. How somebody can hide in and blend into that Egypt at that time. It wasn't no white supremacy. It wasn't even born. Your white supremacy is a new construct. It's in the 1700s by Blumenbeck and them. But we got some papers, y'all, from the dead. I'm telling you, something about the dead. You find out they wrote these books now. And today I'm going to give everybody an opportunity to thank y'all for coming on here. Ray, I'm looking for you in the next half hour or so. Either I'll call you, I'll be looking for you soon. And every one of y'all who have been on this show, who's a part of the show, we're going to give y'all a chance to get in. Thank you for all the listening and support y'all been giving, especially during these times when, like I said, Brother Kwame said last week, you never know when you see death. And everybody know your day is coming. But some people are trying to rush these days. Now, people, y'all better take heed. We've been telling you they use a reverse psychology on you. I'm not even that bright, and I can figure this out. This is amazing. It says, not only are millions of illegal aliens being deliberately ferried into the U.S. by the New World Order globalist cabal, coming to replace all, this is what it says, coming to replace all white Christians. I said, oh, we told you. They was going to use, now that's how devious this game is. They could make their own people have a complex of what they did to you for a short period of time. But we're going to prove today with facts because, see, the man who came to see Jesus, one of the three wise men, oh, man, wait till we get into that. The frankincense, the gold, all that got symbolic meanings. It's not even more of a physical than a spiritual cow. But we're going to tell you the whole facts today on the X-Mass. Holy X-Mass service. Now, I said, man, they're going to get rid of the white people, huh? What better way to do it? Now, a vast majority of fighting age men are coming in this country. All of our future mercenaries. Eventually, they will be under the orders to start the problem. And guess what? This is how the story goes. It says, our society, however, this is George Orwell, the man who made 1984. This is coming out of his quotes. He says, in his words, more equal. You know, he says, we will make some people are going to be more equal than others. So they came up with a word called diversity. It's a devious ploy to subjugate the Christian majority, and the Christians have to take a back seat. Now, here how it works. 1.5%, this is coming from their own statistics, of Jews, of whom Chanukah is a significant holiday. It doesn't even fall on December 25th, half of the time. They won't mention that Kwanzaa is now subjugating parts of this, and that's mainly because black Christians who are fed up with some of the holiday lingo. So they went to this. Now, I'm going to show you how these agents work. Melana Karenga was with the CIA, Berkeley, California. See, we wouldn't know back then in the 60s because we in the heat of the moment, the heat of the change. See, the Jesus change. See, that's why I say they're using the symbolism of Jesus, which represents all of us practically. They believe in this. Now, here it goes. They said that's a small percentage. That's the same percentage that they got with the gays in and all of them having powered out. That's a small religion of people. But yet this small religion, remember it says, a small group, he say. Everybody say the chosen, you know, they got, that's 1.5. Same groups. Kwanzaa Christianized based on the fact that black Christians have brought it into the church. Because now they want to teach that aspect of Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is still the seven candlesticks in your Bible. So I beheld the seven candlesticks. That's the same thing. So they had Melana Karenga, which we didn't know back then. Our parents didn't know that back then, that he was working for the CIA. We find out later on, as you get older, you say, wait a minute, Melana Karenga was with the CIA. What the heck? Find out he was Operation Black Power. Look it up, Operation Black Power. Y'all knew that as the King, Alfred plan and all that. But check it out. This is the white people part. This is how they're going to set this thing off. Because you're replaying the same script, everybody. It's called the Bolshevik War. Now, the Bolshevik, go look this up. I can't even be that bright to understand. The Bolsheviks was called Democratic Socialists of Russia. Democratic Socialism of Russia. Look what they tenets are. These are the same tenets that you're going through right now under a new name. But look what they said. I didn't think this up. They told us. It says under Bolshevik law, but look this law up because it's real. It's working today. Anyone caught putting up flyers was executed on the spot. Aren't we going through that now? Anybody putting up flyers about this war over in the Middle East, they going crazy, ripping them down, they fighting. Watch the same playbook, y'all. I say, what? It says, one of the Bolshevik's first laws was made anti-Semitism a capital offense. Right now, you won't be able to say anything anti-Semitic, which is unbelievable. We have proved to you through their own word. We brought the people on the show. Their own professors say we made it up so it can create division. This is what the Bolsheviks, the Democratic Socialists, Democratic Socialists of Russia came up with this. Oh, here goes some of the stuff. Third, the Bolsheviks was explicitly diegetics, meaning they wanted to make you into something else. Selecting only professionals, the ones deemed to be professional, Russian college students, Russian writers, Russian artists, actors, engineers, doctors, lawyers, and especially Christian clergy were all targeted. Right there, let's think about this, y'all. Think about this now. We told you that's impossible, that when the Bible told you, when you go in somebody's land, what it say in that Bible? You're supposed to scope it out. That's what he told the chosen people, scope it out and take it over. That's what y'all say is in there. But this is strange. It's the same thing happened in real life. So these stories ain't really stories. They're actually governmental rulership, and everybody want to rule. Now, we're going to play some things for y'all because we want y'all to know we just don't make stuff up. We're going to go past, present, and future before we open this show up for all y'all. Now, that sounds strange that they would use white people. Think about that now. And make the white people feel bad about what they've done. And then start bringing in more black working people to take and get the tax-based benefits that was Herod was doing. Because remember, he was taxing the people. That was Herod was doing. And you being super taxed today, pretty soon unions will be in trouble. Because if they don't give raises to the employees going to start to want to get out. That's the whole plan, too. Now, I'm going to show you how this works. This is in 1958. See, I like to go in time frame see my of where we was born at. So, see, we came in the world as Jesus, not even knowing, in a major, humble household, not knowing the forces of evil that was right around us. Now, here it goes. This come out of the U.S. record, y'all. This is how I know we ain't paying no attention to politics. We having a good time. In the by and by.
This book was written 50 years ago. And it was presented before Congress in the House of Representatives on January the 10th, 1963. Now, for those of you that can remember back then, you'll remember what our nation was, what kind of mess we were in at that point. I want you to consider for a moment what you're about to see presented here before the House of Representatives. And the book was actually written by a former FBI agent. He worked with the FBI for 16 years, and then he went and became the chief of police in Salt Lake City. And it was during this time that he wrote his famous book called The Naked Communist. Now keep in mind, he worked for the FBI. This guy had inner knowledge of what was going on way back then about what communism was openly trying to get into the United States of America. Now, if you remember where we were at in that time frame, what was going on in the 60s, many of you remember the peace demonstrations, the war, the riots and everything else. Lots and lots of things were going on. And a lot of things I'm going to share with you in this book literally took place in that little time frame. Matter of fact, he presents 45 goals for overthrowing the United States. Overthrowing it in the sense of making it become communist. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to let us look at less than half of them. And I want you to observe these in the next few minutes, and you tell me, you be the judge, ladies and gentlemen, you tell me if this book that's 51 years old, written by a former FBI agent, if this book is not telling exactly the direction our country's going. Now, with this in mind, I want to give you just a few of them. Number four, and as I said, we'll give you less than half of them, so just stick with me real quickly here. Number four, permit free trade between all nations, regardless of communist affiliation, and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. Of course, it was a short time after that that we started seeing things in our nation that was made, in effect, by communist nation. For example, I always thought it was kind of funny how American flags are made in China. And it's quite interesting when throughout the years they have interviewed and talked to people about their personal opinion of the products made in China and how that, oh, it might be cheap, but it was talking about good value and all the other things. It's low on the quality level. Matter of fact, they just was recalling thousands of women started buying these flip-flops and started breaking out with these horrendous burns, some of second and third degree burns on their feet. And of course, many of you remember a couple years ago when they had all these dogs that were dying because they had food that was being made there in China. Number 11, promote the UN as the only hope for mankind. If its charter is rewritten, demand that it be set up as a one-world government with its own independent armed forces. Well, how many know since then that has literally taken place? Now the UN has its own army, and many of these stand on our own soil. Many of our American citizens are part of this international army. Number 12, resist any attempt to outlaw the Communist Party. I don't know how many of you saw it during the president's speech. There were massive amount of pro-Obama, pro-communists that were standing right there in the United States Capitol, proudly waving their communist flags, a part of the United Communist Party of America. When would you have ever thought we'd got to that place? Number 15, capture one or both of the political parties in the U.S. Now keep in mind, this was written 51 years ago. Consider how radical that sounded, and consider today when you look at Newsweek just recently, the front page of the cover of Newsweek magazine openly says, we are all socialists now. Since the election, we're all socialists now. Does one of the political parties seem to be pushing socialist concepts, folks? I know it's kind of hard for us to believe this. That's why we need to pull our heads out of the sand. It is happening right before our very eyes. We are seeing, we're losing an entire political party to this concept. Number 16, use technical decisions to the court of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. Who would have ever thought that you would get to the place in the United States of America that you could not say the Pledge of Allegiance because it said one nation under God? Who would have ever thought, folks, that a judge would keep kids from saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Ban them from doing so.
Now, I'm only going to put a little bit so you can just say, let's look at it now. Judges are now going after everybody. That's why you got all these RICO cases taking over. That's been happening. I experienced that firsthand, RICO. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about on this line. And today, they even doing it to the president, former president, making up crazy. You can't be on the ballot. That's freedom of speech and freedom of people's having the right to vote. Now, this is where it gets deep. Now, I told you, y'all, Brother D, Chi-Town, much love to y'all. Miss Kim Weston, please call me. I know we sent you the flyer of the band. We want to do something down in Florida. We told you, please give us a call. We gave you the info, so get with us. Happy birthday also coming to you, Miss Kim Weston. Much love. She's all this has been a support of this program. But here we go. Let's get back on track with this. It's funny because if they can do that in Chicago and Chi-Town, a sanctuary city. Sanctuary city, y'all. They now in rebelling. They are rebelling. We said Chicago was going to be first. New York State would be second. And you would start to see a new lingo going on. Now, here it gets deep. Now, they are utilizing all demographics today. Everybody at war. That's what they're doing. They're using the whole country. They're going to infiltrate the whole system. Y'all watch this already. I'm going to show you how close this is because y'all watched this happen. Many of y'all will not listen to this. It was tabooed. But look what's going on right now. This is in 2019. Now, that was 60 years ago because it said 1963-62. So that's 60 years now this book was written. Here was another one more recent. How about 2019, y'all? 2019, y'all let it even get worse by people telling us, Brother Ray, let's go down and try to stop this going through. They got to see that you want to stop it. If they don't see you want to stop it, just like when they went and hunt for Jesus, they killed the firstborn, didn't they? Check this one out. This one here is deadly. This is in 2019, y'all. We're in 2024 next week. And guess what? On January 1st, the most brightest star, Sirius, all the nations are going to band together on that day. We'll get into that later in the program. But listen to this one. It goes right on. So time travel. Here goes. Time travel.
Right now, in America, someone is keeping a record of every call you make, who you call and who calls you, when you talked, and for how long. These records go back for years, and they can obtain this information on you or anyone else, and you'll never know. Someone is watching. That someone is the United States government. But how did this happen in a country where the Constitution protects people's right to be secure against unreasonable searches? And even more importantly, what can you do about it? This is the United States Congress just hours after the 9/11 attacks. Like everyone else in the country, they're in shock and they don't know what will happen next. They only know one thing. They need to do something. Fast. The next month, Congress receives the Patriot Act, a 342-page document. The Attorney General, John Ashcroft, tells Congress they should pass this anti-terrorism bill in a week.
Virtually no one in this chamber has any idea what's in that bill. Why should we care? Well, it's only the Constitution. It's only individual liberty at stake.
The Patriot Act is signed into law just 3 days after it was introduced. Worse, buried deep inside the Patriot Act were provisions that sounded harmless, but were anything but, like Section 215. Its supporters claimed it would help the FBI find the bad guys. But over a decade later, the NSA and the FBI are misusing Section 215 to sweep up the information of ordinary U.S. citizens. Section 215 lets the government collect tangible things relevant to an authorized investigation. But the government now claims the records of every phone call you make, now and in the future, are a relevant, tangible thing. So Section 215 isn't just for suspected terrorists. The Bush administration claimed, and Obama agreed, that it could be used to get the call records of everyone in the U.S. Most members of Congress didn't know the law was being misused, and the program is overseen by a secret court where everything's classified.
Now, That's how they was able to do it. I put it out there. Secret court. Y'all know this. Some of y'all was teaching us this back in those classes back in the day when everybody was talking about common law and everything. Well, they got secret courts. That's a fact. Just like Herod had. The Sanhedrin. See, it's always been, nothing's new under the Helios. So when we get back, we're going to take a quick break for all the things. Get y'all gratitude. And I'll reflect on some of the 9 years of many of y'all been on this program and some of the things y'all have said. Do y'all not see some of these things coming through? Some remedies? Because, see, Jesus escaped to Egypt, which was interesting. Never talk about in church, I noticed. Why? Where did they go? Egypt. Egypt. The three wise men. One dates back from the day of origin. Origin is the high priest of Ethiopia. And he brought the gold, the myrrh, but they all got different meanings. Nothing physically, it's all spiritual meaning. So we'll be right back. We're going to play some of my songs. My sister loves, oh man, we used to get, with y'all who seen those pictures, we used to play this in the basement all the time. So give us 2 minutes, we'll be right back. Pictures on Facebook. My other sister put it up. Much love to you, sister. As well, we're going to have a party like we never thought we was going to have, but we're going to make it happen. Now, let's get back because this is the 9th anniversary. Y'all didn't know 9 years on Blog Talk Radio. Met so many of the Dry Bone family. That's right, and that's an allegory because y'all all across the country connecting to the show called The Dry Bones Connection. Let's make it happen. Much love to 8554. I got so many of y'all on here. We're going to get everybody in here because we appreciate y'all for listening and making this program what I consider to be hot on Blog Talk. Go ahead.
Hey, appreciate you, bro, putting out this truth. Once again, my condolences to you and your family, bro.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that love. Thank you.
Yeah, well, speaking of weather, like down here in Memphis, it's going to be close to 70 degrees today, so.
Yeah, ain't that rare? 50 degrees, weather changing.
Not for here. And like I said, I lived in Arizona for 5 years, and I remember going to a Christmas party in December. We walk around in shorts and flip-flops. So it depends on what region you live in, you know?
Right, but I'm talking about the northern region. Usually you say, man, they're gonna get but the Rocky Mountain, ain't none of them getting no snow. So I said, wow.
That part is a little bit odd, though. But, I mean, who's to say, man, these people control the weather? It might not be snowing in the holiday, but it might end up snowing later on in March and April, something like that, especially up in Chicago. It's been known to snow in April.
They would be happy what they get, right? They'll be happy. Take the good right now for the bad gear. Go ahead.
Right. Now, something real quickly now. What you mentioned about the little revolt was going up in Chicago now, it's gotten so bad with the sanctuary city paradigm, like a lot of the people now, I think some of the pastors want to bring up an official referendum to vote on the next ballot in the next election to see if they want to continue to be as a sanctuary city. The city councilman shut it down.
Shut it down.
They said you can't even vote on it.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
That's not good.
That is unbelievable.
Well, you know what? Like my father used to tell me all the time, don't let nothing surprise you anymore.
Yeah. That's for sure.
I mean, it makes sense, you know? So it's like now it's up to the people to do something about it. Like I said, I'm not advocating. Hopefully it doesn't have to get to a point where a riot or something breaks out, but something's got to be done.
Yeah, now you
and these politicians now pushing these policies, they get more bolder and bolder. But I know you got a quarter, so let me get into what you were talking about at the beginning of the show. Now, I pulled up a link. I'm gonna tell you where I got it from after I read a little paragraph. This is called the Disability Inclusion and Accessibility Act. The United Nations Disability Inclusion Strategy, launched in 2019, provides the foundation for sustainable and transformative progress on disability inclusion through all pillars of areas of work of the United Nations, including human resources management. The strategy enables the UN system to support the implementation of the Convention of the Rights of Persons with Disabilities and other international human rights instruments, as well as the achievement of sustainable development goals. Voila, diversity, equity, inclusion. And this is coming from the UN Human Resources website, hrun.org.
Now, that's
it's right there.
Now, let's go with that premise. Now, you see these symbols that people don't understand, these occult symbols. Enlightenment symbols. That's all it is. They're telling you what they're doing. Look at the symbol to you. It's the reef. It's Caesar. Same government that went after Jesus. It's the reef. Fascism. They show you it
and,
on your dollar.
Speaking of reefs, what do people hang on their doors but this time of year?
Yeah. Let's make it happen, baby, because that's what we be doing. We talk about this stuff all the time, but it's a reality for that. Now, think about this also. You saying the UN. And then I go here, we in New York State. They just had an article. Now, I know they ain't think this up because it don't make no sense for your local people to think this up. Take away gas-burning grills. No propane. Now, come on, y'all. Think about that type of thought. And after putting out this movie that y'all told me to see, Leaving the World Behind, it clearly shows you exactly how they can pull this off.
And Aquaman 2, The Lost Kingdom, I saw that Friday. It's dealing with global warming.
Yeah. So they got everybody on their edge with that. So they keep you thinking, that's where that sustainable development is coming. The money is called global warming. But here's the key, y'all. We can't be that deceived. You just heard the man say that they will bring communism, will be usurped into here. And then you will become now having governments that were considered communism back in the day we were born. Now they're goods. We buy from them for our goods and services. Right there is, whoa, that's almost a servitude. We did it last week. Slavitude, that's slavitude. I see it on our own job. Everything is made from China. So how can China really want to destroy us? They don't want to destroy us. They just want to usurp us, and they receive the benefits. Because think about it. They don't want to kill us all. They need the area to keep doing what they're doing, to keep us
right. Because they can't, yeah. They can't kill everybody.
Right. They don't want to do that. They just want to make sure they get the what they consider the Jesus people off the earth. Yeah, but it's
speaking of, well, you know what? Since you said that, before you go to the next call, let me hop into some esoterical stuff real quick when we're talking about Jesus and the wise man. Now, metaphysical meaning of the wise man. This is from truthunity.net.
Yep.
The stored up resource of the soul, which rise to the surface when its depths are stirred by a great spiritual revelation. They are the inner realms of consciousness or awareness that, like the books of life, have kept the records of past lives and held them in reserve for the great day when the soul will receive the supreme ego, a.k.a. Jesus. These wise men represent the wisdom that is carried within the soul from the previous incarnations. The East represents the within, man's inner awareness or consciousness. They bring gifts to the child, the Christ child, the inner resources of the spirit, which are open to the Christ mind. Gold represents the riches of the spirits, frankincense, the beauty of the spirit, myrrh, the eternity of the spirit. That the wise men saw in the East represents intuition. The wise men were guided by intuition, a.k.a. stars represent the subjective and not the fully understood guiding lights. Now, today is December 24th, right? Now, according to the book Word Magic, in the English alphabet, the letter X is the 24th letter. This may be related to December 24th, which is today, which is Christmas Eve or Xmas Eve. Another letter may be related to the Christmas is Y, which is the 25th letter, which is tomorrow, the 25th, of the English alphabet. What you need to know about these letters, X and Y, is that they can be used to represent the X and Y chromosomes in human cells.
Human cell. We did a program on it. That's why we keep doing it. That's why I love y'all so much. See what I'm saying? He put it into the nutshell. That's why we call it the X-Mass, the Holy X-Mass. And X-Mass, and y'all should know this because we had a conversation with some brothers yesterday. Much love to all the B-Low Buffalo out here, man. Oh, man. Beautiful, beautiful. Monsters. The monster movies. Those are the deities of the underworld that they say, oh, it don't exist. Well, remember, your eye can only see so much. Can't see everything. Remember, we don't see everything. We only got three eyes. Think about that one. And then the Christmas tree. Let's go leave us out because you started. He mentioned something today. I got 969161.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you coming in next. But he mentioned something about the three wise men, and it takes you into Hinduism. It's called the three Gunas. Tamas, Sata, Jaja. These are the Now, they got the same meaning, and they got the earth. Look what they said. They are symbolic of creative process and energies, which permeate in all realms of creation. Gunas. That's why you got the rapper called himself Gunna and all that. See, all about the occult world. 9161, you are in the Helios. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Trapos? How you doing today, sir?
Yes. Much love to you, man.
Yeah,
appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, I'm glad to join you. Look, I one of my buddies, he might call in from 773 Chicago. So look out for him. He might tell you even more about that city council thing since he be on the ground down there with it. But
okay, I'm looking
but
for
we got things. A lot of things went on in last week, man. You know, you had that thing. You played that communist thing. And, you know, it's 45 points of communism in the manifesto. It's kind of funny, 45 points, 45th President Donald Trump. Last week, you had a 46-year-old man supposedly up there hit the motorcade of Joe Biden up there in D.C.
That was crazy.
A lot of demontry going on right now, man. But let's get to it. So, as you know, a lot of things been going on. Now they claiming that, you know, like he was talking about the winter and all that. Now, you think about it, man. It is warm, but guess what? Didn't they just tell you the other day that they got a new strain of COVID out here called JN1 or something like that?
They mentioned it. I heard it from y'all. The dry bones had it. Y'all said it. I see all. Yeah, y'all be sending all these infos. Yes, that's out there.
Now, it's mighty funny that this happened because you had that UFC fight on that guy named Patrick Ben McDavid show. And he came out and called Travis Kelce the Chiefs, you know, little pop star, Taylor Swift. He called him a piece of shit. And he said his name would get got paid $20 million from promoting the jab, right? My thing is, now they're telling you what? You got cases of tuberculosis in the U.S., dengue fever. This been the third. Now they're saying there was a biblical thing of a bunch of frogs that dag on the... So I'm like, come on, man. I said, look, the clown show never stops. But we got to understand, in 2024, we're going to start seeing more PSYOPs, mass manipulation. One of the most biggest mass manipulations they done put out on you is this movie called Leave the World Behind.
Yeah,
no.
I've seen it.
They telling you they about to leave us behind. They about to go in that goddamn bunker. Mark Zuckerberg talking about a damn bunker, man. Come on, man.
Because she goes, hold on, because she went. Hold on. I'm going to stay with you there because I love what you say there. And you know how the end of the movie ends, so don't give it away for those of you who see it, but he just gave you a tidbit of the most fascinating part of it. The bunker system is real. But, yeah, keep it going. We love hearing it. We love keep it going.
If you look at it in a way, and we're talking about that Patriot Act, but what did Congress, what did Biden just sign or about to sign? The National Defense Authorization Act. They keep on renewing it, man. They try. They let you know.
They renewed
about to spy on your butt. You talking about the blog talk lines down. Yes. Didn't they just tell you in November they were trying to control the FCC airwaves? Did you hear Biden talk about this AI Bill of Rights they trying to do?
Yep. I'm with you 100.
They are really trying to close the bite strips down. It's too much communication. Last thing I'm going to say, last week, as you know, that's actually two things. One, I got to say, because I got to break it down in the context with these, it's about these little funny entertainers. You know, they talk about your boy TD Fakes and all that, but anybody that comments doesn't know TD Jakes is a fraud anyway. So that's not even important. But if you realize that daggone that thing Instagram video they had with Kanye West, you know, he had an album come out and he used vultures. He said, how can I be anti-Semitic when I fucked the Jewish bitch? Now, check this out. The woman told you back in the 90s, it might have been the 80s, she said anti-Semitism is a trick. We use it anytime we get in trouble.
That's right. I've seen it with my own eyes. She said it. She was a famous writer.
We use anti-Semitism. Anytime Rippers get the gun, we get called out, we use the word anti-Semitic. Now, Kanye West told you in that video the French own 80% of the banks of Africa. He called out Ari Emanuel, who controlled Oprah Winfrey and even LeBron James. Some of the don't none of these guys get up the ladder without Ari Emanuel's backing up there in Hollywood, man. Who is his brother? Ezekiel Emanuel. Rahm Emanuel, who connected to Obama.
Yep, Rahm Emanuel, who left
Chicago. The apple ain't falling too far from the tree now. Let me bring my last point. Now, you see they got the color purple coming out, right?
Right.
Now, it might be for job bones, but Fantasia came out from, like, 2006, and they've been talking about now. She's saying she was a victim of Airbnb attack of racism or something. I'm saying, okay. Then you got Taraji B.M. say she not making enough money, but the woman made $25 million. What else you want? So my thing with the Fantasia thing, I said, well, wait a minute now. They showing Fantasia a lot. Now, I personally met Fantasia in 2019 out there in Charlotte. She's from High Point, North Carolina or something. Back in the day, they used to call her illiterate and all these things, whatever the case may be. But check this out. Next week in Houston, or the eighth, they're going to have the College Football National Championship.
Who is
singing the national anthem? It's Fantasia. I'm like, don't y'all get it? They promoting this movie, The Color Purple, and they bringing her out on front. See, Fantasia ain't never had this much popularity. Come on, man. They trying to show you. They don't bring out no new people. All they bring out is retreads. The jig is up, goddammit.
Yeah, I feel you. Now, I'm going to tell you, I know you're telling the truth because I seen the things y'all sent. I went online, looked up some of the stuff. Oprah just had all of them online for a big shindig, and they was all talking to reporters. All, I mean, everybody in the movie Fantasia was there. And again, you're absolutely right. Why make it over, personally? But then if you think about the movie back in them days, you see how it was very much a
anti-man.
Patriotic system, though, because of the fact that the men was kind of abusive to the black women, and the only one who Suge, you know, I remember the movie Suge. It was a great movie. I'll give a credit to that era that needed to be seen. And if they do it again, but you're right, it's all by them being now being put in the click of what's going on. Let's back it up, what you're saying. Let's back it up. Because people say, oh, y'all be on these programs talking. He talking facts. He just said it. Oprah. I follow a lot of stuff that y'all don't like to follow, but thank goodness for y'all, dry bones. Oprah had a dude in South America called John the God. He supported this man. This man was a known pedophile.
A known pedophile?
He was arrested. He had...
She ain't say nothing.
Shit, no comment, no nothing. I mean, this dude was brutal. He was doing stuff, and she went down there, and he became more famous. Because I told you, the witching hour and Wiccans are real. See, people don't like to hear this stuff. This is why we listen to this program. Factually, people are worshiping in craft individuals. She's part of the craft. Let me get some more calls. So many of y'all there.
And Disney getting ready to come out with another series called Agatha.
Agatha. Love it. Love
it. Marvel. Yeah.
Yes. I love that stuff because I told you, Bewitched was my favorite show. Me and my sister Alicia used to watch Bewitched every time we got out of school. Go ahead. 9927.
Resurrection.
Yes, much love to you.
I just want to say my farewells to your sister as she returns to the royal realm. And may her journey be not interfered. Okay, that's one thing I want to say. Much love to you, too. And I want to say that they're spraying these clouds that's out here and the stuff they're spraying now is that they're flooding the sky with carbon monoxide. They're gassing us every day. They're gassing us, which will cause a display. You know, and I jump right into this because I feel this is very important because a lot of people have been experiencing respiratory problems where they've been coughing a lot. They've been coughing a lot, especially in New York City, in New York State, period. And they're flooding them with gas. We're not knowing this so that they can push this climate change and this carbon emission. But they're using carbon monoxide over us and hydrogen sulfide gases. They're using making chemical pneumonia and causing brain damage, causing nervous system, where, you know, people are thinking that this is, that they have a cold and they're going out, you know, everybody's been saying this, you know, going out, getting cough syrups and stuff, and it's been going around. And I noticed that people have been suffering from headaches, sore throats constantly, dry cough, nausea, dizziness. It's all because of the gas emissions that they're spraying over us. And the chemtrails is what's harming us, everyone out there that's listening. And you need to inform your families that you're being gassed, okay? And they're doing it mildly.
Yeah.
So that they can depopulate us and continuously inject us to experiment on us as well, you know, because that you're a test dummy. I don't care what you say, everybody's a test dummy. And then because the nanoparticles that they're trying, the mRNA that they're trying to put in us is it's not really working through the air. So they really got to inject it in you. It's not really working through the air, regardless. It's just not. So they got to gas us so that they can push this climate change. They're doing a lot of stuff at one time. You know, they're constantly, they're covering each end, any means necessary. You get what I'm saying? They're using
no, I'm with you 100. I'm listening to you. Cause I'm
necessary.
Yeah, get it out.
To destroy us. And the sun, they're blocking the sun, okay? We said that, you said something in the beginning about the sun. And
yeah,
the sun, the S-U-N, and what
S-U-N.
They did to the S-O-N.
Right.
What they did to the S-O-N, well, it's just a symbolic. But the S-N, S-U-N, is what they're doing by blocking the sun. So when they block the sun, that takes away what? Everything we need. You know
vitamin
what I'm
D.
Because the sun gives us everything.
Vitamin D.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, and more than vitamin D.
Well, I know, but I'm
it gives us everything we need.
Yeah.
The solar solstice is now, so that the sun is coming in. The solar, you know, don't be afraid if it's a solar flare, y'all. All they keep talking about is, oh, it's going to knock out all the internet. That's all I hear. Who gives a fuck if they knock out all the internet? Because if they knock out all the internet, what goes down? Your cryptocurrency, your Bitcoin. Yo, every coin that you want to go video game in and pay money for the coins like you do when you actually pay for a video game. I keep telling people this.
Well, you said
you're
because you're a gamer. You're a professional gamer.
You're a gamer.
You don't even know.
You're a fucking gamer and don't even know it. You're playing
don't
a
even
video
know
game.
It. I
didn't play so many video games. When I seen that, oh, the world is going to be, I said, what? They're taking video coins. They're making everybody buy video coins now? Really? Really?
It's real. A vault wallet
to keep your coins in. So we're playing a real live video game that we have to pay for the coins, just like we went and gave all our money away, and now we're paying for gold and silver and everything else with the fake Monopoly money. We went from the Ouija board money to the Ouija video game money, and not knowing, and I keep saying that, and I'm not perfect, and I'm not the smartest thing in the
you
world,
fall down.
But
well,
video game
there.
Money, because you want to be left, you don't want to be left behind. You feel that you don't, you keep saying, you don't want to be left behind, but you're not left behind. You got to stand up on your feet and see what they're doing because you're the magical being.
Let's take that premise because, you know, you've seen the movie, I'm sure, already. Let's go with the fact that let's take one of the premises that the man mentioned, those of you in Miami, we used to say this all the time, and they want the bothering system. The bothering system already out there. They're using, like, getting antsy. You bother your skill. The bothering system is ancient. Ancient. Even before gold and silver was brought in after the bothering, because that means you could bother a tree or whatever the hell you had. Bothering is not going to leave us. So that is going to happen. Bothering is going to be one of the major folks. We've been saying this for since. You're getting nervous, but you're going to go back to the old systems. Plain and simple. You're going back. Because bothering, if you don't have crypto, they're going to bottle off the wealth that they got from the crypto. So they're going to bottle that off. They're going to whatever it is they got.
It's a serious game.
Yes. But, you know, that game is ancient.
We co-sign it.
But we created it then. Let's go deeper now because you're about to see. Y'all be sending me all this stuff, and I look at it, and we all got people to go look it up, make sure we bring the most factual information to you. Y'all said yourself. Now, if they could take AI, they're going to brainwash me and you, all y'all there, the $6 million man. Just for instance. Right now, I can't virtually my system, but just say I had the money. And I was just in love with my family so much, and I made them virtual AI so they could be around me in the virtual world. Would that not mean all realms for all you in the esoteric world? That I'm bringing reality to all realms of life. So if I'm able to, which y'all should consider, because the poor ain't gonna be around in 50 to 60 years, I could tell you that for a fact, because y'all don't care about eugenics that they already killing off the poor. So once that gets to a level where or a level where nobody cares that they're killing off the poor, then it's going to get worse, because you know how they're going to do it, y'all? I'm going to tell you. You're going to say they so freaking nasty. They are. They some of them shitting on it because they mentally ill based on what she just said. He just said they spraying. Yeah. Just because your body can handle it, that's why I told you we're not all the same. It's because your body can handle somebody else got a weaker digestive system, even though they might eat nothing but vegetables. That don't mean shit, because the vegetables being sprayed, just like she just said. Unless
yeah,
you got unless you got protection. But unless you got protection now, here's what this be. You've been saying this for years. Now, it's our own doing, though, because we voting in this agenda. See, y'all say, I don't vote. I don't do that. That's fine. But you still in the agenda, even if you don't vote. I have people all the time, I'm this, I'm sovereign. Yeah, but you still living amongst us. So that means that
right.
you ain't that sovereign. They can't get you. So if you tell these people that we all been listening for all these years, y'all been listening to every leader you can. Every leader is an oligarch. I don't care if he's a religious guru. Somebody said T.D. Jakes. He's a religious oligarch. That means that he lives well. He can go to puffy parties and do a back door and do a gang bangaroo. And he'll come back and y'all will still kiss his ass. That's the difference in oligarchy. They
and
promote.
Still give him money.
That, that's called promoting the God concept. That's what you do. That's what we promote, the God concept. Everybody promotes. They had to have a God. And that's where we at. Let me get some more callers because y'all are rolling. Let me go to 1-877. This is another family of the Dry Bones, as of course. And we got 8854. We got my sister from MIA, 8854. Can you hear me? Are you able to talk to? I'm going to go to you next.
Hi,
make sure you're there.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. You next, 1-877.
Hi.
What's up, my sister? Been around for in the beginning day. We used to go and bring all our Cuba brothers and sisters, all just the original one right here. Go ahead, sister.
Yes. Well, first of all my condolences to you and your loved ones for your loss.
Thank you. Likewise. Thank you.
Thank you. And also, well, congratulations to your anniversary.
Yeah, it's like that life and death. I tell you, you go from one day, I've been through that. You go to a graduation, a funeral one day, and a graduation next. It's unbelievable. Yeah, thank you. But you've been around for a long time. You had some great people come on. And just reflect on what we used to talk about. What do you see that has happened in all these years that we all talked about? And now it's like right in our face.
What do I see? Well, you know that that I'm very much into the Nazarene Israelite. I'm a Nazarene Israelite.
Right.
I see a lot of things. You know, people think that I'm Jewish. By far, I'm not Jewish. Well, what I'm experiencing in the religious, you know, world, and I think it was you, that you mentioned Hinduism.
Yes.
And what I am seeing is a lot of Hinduism in the mix, and I've been having a lot of issues. Like I know that when the tough gets going, I know that I'm gonna be one of those who's going to get majorly persecuted because I speak. I don't stay quiet. I speak.
Right.
Up.
Right.
So
you surely do.
So what's happening is that, you know, I used to go to this congregation and I left it. With the congregation, the he's like a bishop, right? So, you know, he does all these things that entail the religious, you know, like celebrations with, you know, Hanukkah and all that. But I had to leave and they ousted me because I started explaining to them that the nine, for instance, the menorah that's nine, that has
right.
nine lamps in, it all entails sex cells, Hinduism,
right,
and Kabbalah.
Right. See, that's what they get mad when you go dig deep. See what I'm saying? I told you a long time ago.
Exactly.
They're gonna be mad. They're digging deep.
But it's
they're
not only that they get mad. The thing is that when you speak up, they start persecuting you. So, but that comes with the with the territory.
Well, that's the Jesus story. I told you, it's a memory. Exactly. He got persecuted. Go ahead.
Exactly, but let me tell you something. I Jesus is not really Jesus because Jesus is Zeus.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that persecuted him, if you read the book of Maccabees. It explains there that when the Maccabees, they conquered Greece, okay, they conquered the Greeks, they forced them to become Yehudites. So when they forced them to become Yehudites, generations and generations of Greeks came through, and these are the Herodias, the ones that persecuted the true Messiah, which is a Hebrew man. He's not Roman and he's not Greek, and that's why one of the reasons why this satanic celebration that we're enduring these days, all these paganism and all, and people don't realize that there are rituals of children being slaughtered.
Yeah, I got that from all y'all. Yeah, I found the paperwork for y'all. Yes, yeah. Look up the word Savali.
So my thing here is that religion is going to be very. It's starting to become very. In this whole world, new world system, it's always been like that. But you're gonna see more of it because, for instance, right now, there's a lot of the Blue Beam Project going on. And,
Project Blue Beam, yes, no doubt.
Yeah, Project Blue Beam, and they're introducing drones. Like the other days in Miami Beach, they had a drone Christmas celebration, and people don't realize that that's where the word comes in when Yeshaya HaMashiach said to the disciples, hey, look, when they tell you that I'm here or I'm over there, don't go, because it's not true. So the thing about it is that, you know, the brothers in the congregation where I used to go to, I used to tell them, because they input a lot of fear, and they talk about the New World System, but they put a lot of fear into the congregation. So when the pastor was saying, I don't know what you guys are going to do when the Project Blue Beam comes through and you're going to be seeing the image of this man, and I said, I'm not going to run to that because Yeshaya HaMashiach, when he comes, he's going to come black. He's not going to come white. He's black. And that says it in the book of Revelation. He's not gonna be white.
Now I'm gonna tell you why I say. Now I'm gonna tell you why this you on here today for a reason, because see, I'm gonna tell you, watch that movie. Now in that movie, there's a powerful beam that come out. Now this beam that is called sonic boom weapon, they had shot that in Cuba, and that weapon had caused people to have serious issues biologically, and they had to be removed from some of the embassies there. You remember that?
Yeah. Are you talking about like when they went to the Americans that went over there to Cuba, that they started having problems with their
headache?
Yeah.
Now in this movie, in the movie, they even mentions that. They even mentioned that they did this in Cuba in this movie that we're talking about. I suggest all y'all watch. It's a very esoteric movie, so you give your eyes. Now
it is produced by the Obamas.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Produced by the Obamas. Now I thought that, and Obama got a very. I went to Cuba. Obama got a very. He went to Cuba, and there's a section in Little Havana and Central Havana that he went to this restaurant, and he got his picture there. And I said to myself, that is so deep, because these diplomats was hurt. Now you and I both know, we in the most diverse area in the world. Miami is like the world. I mean, they got Jeff Bezos just moved into Florida. I mean, the super elite is there, and it's gonna be hot. Yeah, it's gonna be hot. That's a hot city. Stay with me. I'm gonna get some more callers. Let me go into the Shea AT to ATL Town. Yes. Thanks. It's another one. Been on one program. Thank you as well. I mean, this is like a reunion. We got so many in the line. Hit the number one button. Hit the number one button if you want to give a shout out, because y'all been listening for over 9 years. We appreciate y'all. We got Chi-Town. We got everybody in the house. We got Los Angeles. Where Brother Tariq at? We got them all over the place. Let's make it happen. You next, sister.
Greetings, everyone. And I'm giving my condolences to you and the family. To you.
Yes,
love
much love. Here. Much love. Much love always.
Yes. Rest in peace. And I wanted to comment on Bokashafi. Is that what his name is pronounced?
Yes. Say his name again.
Yeah.
I didn't hear you. Say his name again.
Bokashafi, the Russian.
Yeah.
The Russian president.
Yeah, the Russian. Yeah.
When you if you ever do some research on the white race, you'll find out that they're the race that has been decreasing tremendously. And the white race is part of Russia, the Jews, and they know that they're decreasing, and they are the Cain seed, because Cain said that his, there was a curse on his seed that they will be wiped out. And now, in order to keep their seed here in the United States, you know, the white people, they use Asians, they make Asians cook, you know, say that they're white to keep the population, because their population is, you know, is the largest, of course, in the United States and Europe, but they're appreciating. And the reason why they're wanting to get rid of Christianity is because of the fact that they want to bring in a new religion, you know, because Christianity was you know, believed in God and Jesus, and you know, they didn't support the gays, and they, you know, so that's why over there in Russia, that's why they're getting rid of the Christianity, and the immigration is important to the white race, because of the fact that when they come in, they're going to be like the Asians. They can be able to manipulate and say that they are still the you know, the popular race over here in our country, which they are diminishing tremendously. So my thinking is we have to really understand that we are in some dire times. That video that you played earlier talking about their plan. You know, they know the plan. Because of the fact that they're the serpent seed. So in order for their plan to succeed, they have to plan it in 50 to 100 years in advance.
Yeah.
And everything that we're experiencing right now is part of their plan. And the immigrants coming in here, and Trump has, you know, tilted their plan. That's why it's important for him not to succeed either, because he's an interruption of us becoming like one. We don't want one nation. We want one world.
Yeah.
You know, that's why the flag got rid of it, because of the fact that we cannot, we can't operate under God, you know, under one nation. No, that's not, that doesn't fit their plan. The plan is for everybody to worship them.
Now, and I like what you said about
one order.
Let me ask you about that Bible too, because those of you don't know, if you look at the scriptures, there's a part there that says, "I will put into me in thy seed, and then the woman's seed." You're like, what? And then it goes into saying that Cain, this is coming from YHWH, saying that Cain, don't touch him in the last day, leave him to me. Now that's in the Bible, all versions. Leaving to me to do what? What you plan to do? And so, you know, these are not answered questions, because you're not allowed to ask these type of questions, because that to me is thinking like, wait a minute, what do you mean by that? So excellent point on that one for sure, because that is never talked about in no church. I've talked about what I was into, and that was even. But let's go there. Both all y'all right now, sister, or the three sisters out there, the three wise men, because that's actually, you can look up myrrh. It has woman intuition, because it's like the one between the mortal and the immortal, because y'all bring life. Now, listen to this, y'all. Listen to this now. These sisters didn't even know I was going to play this. I had no idea. But it's very weird that they brought this up. Ronald Reagan, I only bring up the facts. Why would Ronald Reagan say this? Think about this. It's only 33 minutes. Somebody make a noise.
Listen. Perhaps we need some outside universal threat to make us recognize this common bond. I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. And yet, I ask you, is not an alien force already among us? What could be more alien to the universal aspirations of our peoples than war and the threat of war?
That's Ronald Reagan, y'all. Now, you mentioned, I'm just going to piggyback on all y'all say piggy. I know y'all go crazy, but I was going to go over y'all and say, see, I see no word magic. Can't even say pig now. But think about this one, y'all. This man was at the UN and says we need an alien force that just might make us all one nation. I said, what the? And then he said,
sound like the Governor Pritzker is doing in Illinois, hiring illegal aliens to become law enforcement people. It's a play on words, bruh.
Think about it. That's what he just said. He said, it's already amongst us already. I said, already amongst us.
It's all over. It's not just Illinois. It's in New York, too. So
no, I'm just giving But the analogy, I know, you're absolutely right. All y'all are giving the fact. I'm just saying, we're looking at what's been said from these areas that y'all live in, and y'all connecting all the areas, because see, that's the whole plan. What's happening
in Tennessee, too.
And it's happening all over. Mm-hmm. Right before your very eyes.
Anywhere they're sanctuary cities, they are allowing them to be exempt from being checked for guns. They can go buy guns. They don't even have to be validated or verified, okay? They can go get them a gun. They don't need no ID. They can go sign up to become an officer, as long as they're going to sign up to become that. They are allowed to go ahead and purchase a weapon.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
But isn't it called Smart City?
Smart Cities. That's the real name. See, they say sanctuary.
Yeah.
But sanctuary means smart. Now, I'm going to play from facts for y'all before I get to make all the next calls. Hold on. Let me make sure I get everybody in here. I got
Dry Bones.
Yes, 327.
I just want to say, I forgot to say this.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say this last thing, that the Russians are the Jews. So when you talked about the Russians controlling everything, if we look at our country, it's the Jews who's running entertainment.
That's why I said Bolsheviks.
So that's another connection.
That's right. If y'all would look up the word Bolsheviks, it will make clearly sense to what has taken place. And it's amazing. That's not even taught in school, the Bolshevist Revolution. That's got to be unbelievable. Luckily, we did homeschooling, and it worked. I can't believe a group that would never teach their kids the art of war, but you got the book, Art of War, on your desk, but you don't teach your kids the art of war. What kind of shit is that, y'all? Come on. I'll advocate homeschooling for the rest of my life. It's impossible to believe that these people could tell.
And another book that should be taught now just came out recently called COVID-19, The Great Reset.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Now, that one there should be frightening everybody, because this man is Klaus Schwab. This dude got on Star Trek outfit. Like, they from outer space. I'm not making this up. They look, when you see them in a holy attire, they look like Star Trek. And I'm going to say, this is what's happening now. Because many of you, because I got to play this for all y'all before I take the break. But see, I just want y'all to know. Y'all just said, we told you that book is called Bible Biblios, Basic Instructions for what the rappers gave you, the easiest code, because he was initiated. Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. Now, this is amazing that they can put this anagram together. It's an anagram. And everything from galactic wars is in the Bible. You just don't know them because you don't know the name. When they say mm-hmm. Nephilim, mm-hmm. when you study Nephilim, you'll go right to the Galactic Wars.
The mm-hmm. past is the future. If, the future is the past.
Yeah, right.
The past
if you dig deep. Yeah.
Past.
If you dig deep. Now, the sister said something earlier about Cain and all them. But when I get back, I just gave you the clues. I said, all the pictures of the three wise men, the only one with the holy diadem is the Ethiopian.
Mm-hmm.
The only one, they went to Egypt. Now, I'm going to read something for y'all because, see, I do a lot of occult books that y'all might be scared of, but the book is called, because I know y'all are going to be nervous. Just some of y'all are really scared underneath. It's the book is called, her name is S-V-A-L-I. Look for her interview. She was a programmer of the Illuminati. She said that all the Illuminati is worshiping the three wise men. I'm going to read to you. She said that they keep in step with Toe and Facts, and it's a fact, that the Masonic Temple in Alexandria, Virginia, the city itself is named after Alexandria, Egypt, Kemet, is a hotbed of activity for the elite. It's the center of Washington, D.C. The scholarship, the teaching, was taken there to intervene for testing, to step up the levels, scholarship, high ceremonies, and of the levels of the Illuminati. She said everything. Now, here's where it gets deep, everybody. I find books for y'all, which y'all might not go, because it's easy to find if you study hard enough. You'll find a book. The book is I just gave you the name. I can't even keep saying it because they might cut the show off. But the chick goes on in her interview because she was a programmer. She said they're all in Pennsylvania. I said, Pennsylvania? Transylvania? I said, oh, hell no. I go up Pennsylvania, Transylvania. That's the capital of the United States, everybody. And Delaware is its corporate headquarters. Now, here's what she said. They asked her a question. When you go on this, you'll see for yourself. They said the taxes was how they going to get us with taxes. And then she went and said, which I told you, it's amazing. She went and gave the whole connection because they was the drug that everybody don't want to talk about is the drug era when they created the LSD. When they created the LSD, it was synthesized to make all of the next drugs because it's genetic. That's where all the designer shit came from. And so what they're doing is now they're going back to the ancient days where hemp was the number one cash crop. And now y'all acting like it's some new phenomenon. It's not a new phenomenon. They're going back to the cash crop. Hemp.
Makes sense with some of the states legalizing marijuana and everything,
right.
You know, trying to tax it now. Gambling.
They're going to tax it.
Yep.
This is why I say it's nothing new under the Helios. That's why I say, I don't know why people be acting like this is some new phenomenon. It's not the same matrix being used over and over again. Brother, Rick, where you
loop.
At? Now, we're in a loop.
Serious loop.
Serious loop. Now, this is for all y'all. I'm going to bring Brother Ray in. Brother Ray, you coming in next. I want y'all to know, this is for all y'all who wonder why, if the black people who've been told you are the chosen, then you only have to do one thing. Repent.
If Israel is obedient, they shall be blessed temporally and spiritually. If disobedient, they shall be cursed, smitten, and destroyed. Diseases, plagues, and oppression shall come upon them. They shall serve false gods and become a byword among all nations. Fierce nations shall enslave them. They shall eat their own children and be scattered among all nations.
But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build an house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long. And there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed alway, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb and a byword among all nations whither the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenedst not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. And upon thy seed forever. And upon thy seed forever.
I'm going to go there. That's from the past. That's a curse. That's all about just...
That is a serious spell that they cast, that was cast, and using that man's voice to cast it even more, and that music behind it. That is a spell curse.
That's
for
a spell
real.
Curse.
Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't going to tell me they ain't practicing the magic.
Now, that's in your Bible, though. Even if you just read it on your own, that's a Bible scripture. You heard it, sister. Now, that was our foundation, that we was cursed.
That's Deuteronomy.
Mm-hmm. I know about the spells
and curses in the Bible. Right. Now, right there is something that we should be thinking about. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to show y'all something. You can take, you say it's a spell, which I know it is, so bear with me. But look what's going on with this spell. We got people, blacks, hardcore blacks, who would never, never admit that something's going wrong unless you become a sanctuary city. See, sanctuary, look at the name, y'all. That's the city of God. That's what sanctuary means. It means peace, rest, sanctuary. And sanctuary city has been changed. So I just want y'all to know what y'all be saying now. So these words now, I'm going to play something for y'all because I told you. I'm going to play it because I just so y'all know we ain't playing today. We got a lot of death amongst us. And the fact that the living is now want to walk with the dead because you don't heed no messages from anybody. That's like that old allegory says that they, you know, God, why did you save me? Well, I sent you all these people. Yeah, you ain't want to listen. I gave you everything to escape by. You know what I'm saying? What you expect to do?
Why you still got all these people down here walking around in masks? And this is as of yesterday.
We are sure
they don't want to be left behind.
But Dr. Fauci,
magical word.
Left behind. So you're saying left behind is a magic word that makes us want to stay in it. Is that what I'm gathering?
You know, in reference to the mask when it all started with the COVID and all that, everybody had to, you know what came to my mind? I wanted to say this when I'm talking about what I'm going through within the whole feeling of religion, man-made religion. It's they're preparing their law. That's why
they messing with your phone, sister.
Yeah,
you're in the area where you're breaking up.
Yeah, you're breaking up. Thank you. I was like, well, was it me? Because sometimes I think it'd be me. But yeah, thank y'all for telling me.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, much better. Try to get close and stay not moving. Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. What I was saying is that when the COVID came through and they were masking us, to me, the way that I saw it spiritually is that they're preparing us for the Sharia law. all these things that are happening between Yisrael and the fake Yisrael and the end and Palestinian and all that, because they're all together in it. It's not like they're not together in it, because it's all about land and what they want to establish for their agenda for New World Order. And the United States, see, we're Babylon, but they're going to come here, and we're going to have to go into getting persecuted for not wanting to submit to Sharia law.
Now because let's go with that. You did a show about Sharia law a long time ago. If y'all want some of y'all shows that y'all was actually on, that y'all did a lot of and listen to yourselves, y'all will be surprised what y'all was saying now that you're saying today is exactly on point, because you said Sharia law a long time ago, because it said it was going to become a place in this book. Y'all gave it to me. It was called Sunday Law, where they would come and round up people on holidays. Now, before we go further, I got Ray on the line. I got Brother Ray on the line. But I got to play this for all y'all out there so you can see how deep this is getting. Over a year ago, people in Chicago couldn't stand Trump. Couldn't stand him. I mean, could not stand him. 12 months later, this is Chicago, y'all. The biggest pastors are now saying this. You don't see this on news. Thank goodness for alternative news, because fake news needs to die.
So obviously, not every black voter in Chicago is affiliated with the Democrat Party. But we have to appreciate the fact that in large numbers now, black people are openly rejecting the left. Listen to what this pastor has to say.
Pastor Greg Daniels, Chairman and CEO of United Voters for Truth and Change, the Church Without Walls, and the Inglewood community that has been championing the causes for over 50 years, since I was a lad of a boy. I'm an old man now, but for 47 years, we've been on the front line of construction, community, and church work. And what we've discovered is that the Democrats have been long had us on a slave plantation. And in 1999, going into 2000, at the end of the year, Bishop Edgar Jackson and Shepherd A.I. Dunlap and myself declared that we were going to abandon the Democratic Party, as it is written in stone somewhere that all blacks are Democrats. That's just not true. Most of us are independent and very sophisticated in our voting situations. It's not about the party, it's about the person. And say what they want to say about Donald John Trump, he woke America up. He woke us up for the people that hated us. He woke us up to this country who called themselves the United States of America, which I call the United Snakes of America, has been long fooling us forever. He showed us that the national security of this country is under attack at any time. Anytime this man could go into office, not a notable politician, not even a skilled politician, and take this country over and open up the wounds that have been trying to be healed without facing the facts that all of us just don't like each other. But Dr. King came here and tried to tell us it's not about our skin color, but it's about us as brothers and sisters in Christ. We bleed the same red blood. You have a right to vote how you want to vote. And I want people to know that Pastor Greg Daniels is a Republican. God bless you and have a great day.
I just want to say thank Donald Trump, too, for letting some of the guys out. Some of them used to grew up right around the corner from here. That Second Chance Act.
And if Donald Trump needs a headquarters here in Chicago, tell him Pastor Daniels ain't afraid to open up one.
Amen.
And we got the protection.
Now, they got the Moors in Fezzes now, marching through the neighborhood, because they ain't going to show you this on...
Bro, can I speak on that real quick? Because that's my own neighborhood.
Yeah, bro, the Engle, that's why I played it. He named your area.
Yeah. Yeah. Not disputing what the brother was saying, but the first phrase that popped up in my head when you played that speech was Civil War.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I heard.
And that movie comes out too.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
So, part of the problem, and like I said, I can see this happening here in Memphis too. The real enemy, the people that's trying to initiate this new world order, or the people as going along with it, willingly or unwillingly.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
It all started back. Part of it started back then when they initiate them vaccinations. We talked about this on the show when I was working at the day hospital in Chicago.
Yep, we sure did. He was the first.
My wife told me, the patient was telling me, my wife told me not to come home unless I got that shot.
So they can make it just like that movie. See, that movie said we can go at each other until the white dude carried the senses and said, I'll see it in the movie. Now, here's a man I know personally. Mentor to many, myself included. He's seen what a lot that's going on in South Florida, in Miami. He's part of D.C. as well. I mean, we definitely can see a lot of things going on, Brother Ray. I got you in the line now. Go ahead. I want you to go, and I want you to, some of this is, I hate to say, but you got the early doses of this because you was younger and seeing this, but this book, 1963, pretty much laid out the groundwork during the time of the Civil Rights Movement. And you've been saying, organized, but our people, I see it coming. And when I hear people from Chicago, New York, Philly, all of them going to get mad what's going on in a little while. And is that going to create, which would be a spiritual civil war or a physical one? I don't know. But definitely is.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Brother Ray, go ahead. 3274.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you, Dry Bones, for bringing us together. And that's what I'm hearing when I hear the speakers. We're coming together.
We're coming
together. Yes, we are coming together. As I said, as you know, I've come up through the movement from back in the 60s. And we've seen this, and we've said it. Dick Gregory and I were very close to his death.
That's right.
We said these things over and over again. We've also said that we must come together as a people. When I wrote that song that you're aware of, the first man says, brother, you're the father of the earth. Sister, you're the mother of the earth. We've got to come together as a people. And once we do that, the rest of these chumps will get in line, and these children out here who are trying to destroy the planet for their own greedy purposes, we'll get in line. But it's on us, I believe. It's on us to come turn to each other, not on each other. Stop killing each other. Hold our money. You know, Dick Gregory and I started this back in the 80s. Christmas is coming. Hold your money. Stop paying these people to oppress you. And these are the ones who have the money, who are using the money to buy up everything. They bought the world. They bought your Congress. They bought your Senate. They're buying everything, and they own everything in our communities today. We have got to stop giving them the power to oppress us and take our power back and stop this madness that's going on. I'm so glad to hear the brothers in Chicago coming together. What I would like to say to everybody at this point is we have to get rid of our politics, our party. We've got to get rid of our religions. We've got to come together as the first man, as the people created in the image of the Creator. That's who we are. And the others have come to take us out so that they can be in our place. You know, and there's so many examples. I've heard them over and over again on your program where I'm so pleased that your generation and the generation behind you is coming together and coming up with facts that we didn't know when we were out there putting our thing together to fight. We didn't know all of this.
Of course.
Yeah. We've learned, and now you know a lot more than we did. And we got to do something, though. We can't keep talking about it, y'all. We can no longer talk about what happened, 1,000 years ago. Let's talk about what's going on right now on your street, in your community. Let's do something about it. We can stop this madness. We know who they are. We know who is going on, what's going on in Israel. We know who they are. We know the same people, the ones that Jesus came and kicked out of the temple, the same people doing the same thing. These are the money changers. And they're running this country and in control of our government. Mm-hmm. And we sat back about it because we did not know. My people perish for lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Now you guys are bringing the knowledge, man. I'm looking forward to some great things happening for our people. And like I've always said, Dry Bones, that
What's good for us is good for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
What's good for all people is good for everybody. We are the leaders. Let's start leading. Let's start doing what we have to do. But I'm saying, you know, I've been independent since the 80s. I got out of the Democrat and Republican crap all these
right.
years.
That's
you
right.
Because we've been back and forth, as you know. I've been doing voter registration all over America. And I've been in communities where they kill you for even trying to register to vote.
Yeah. Now, wouldn't it be easier now, because let's take that same idea that you've been doing. I advocated. That's why I said, sometimes we think violent so much, but something things is really simple, like a pen. All you got to do, everybody, I'm independent first. We all decided at that time when he was doing his thing here in South Florida. Yeah, this is independent because that's one of the things. That way we have leverage. Because if you let a party know that you're going to be with them, that's like a bad marriage. You're getting abused, everybody. You're being abused. So Ray been saying it. I advocated it. I hope it validated now. All you got to do is take a pen out. Go to your voter registration office, get the application, and put independent. In one night, they will be like, what? You wouldn't even have to fire a weapon. That's why I keep telling y'all, violence ain't the only issue. It's because you advocate dumb ways of using the art of war. The pen is mightier than a sword. Bam. Ray, what's your thoughts on how we should be acting? Maybe now we should come up with that. Just change over without any bullets. Nobody got to get killed. Take out a pen.
Exactly.
Maybe we do that. I think that would be something that we should advocate, Brother Ray, on another level, because you're right. That's just jump out these parties. Go independent. Watch how they beg for us, because once you leave them, it's like a drunk crackhead. Go ahead, Brother Ray. Finish up on that one.
Well, first, I don't give them any power. I don't give them any credit or power for who they are and what they do. We know who they are. We know what
right,
they
but what
do.
What about the party? What about the party thing? You said you're independent. What about if blacks would just change the party? They say, we don't want no. You either do what we ask or... So what's your thoughts on how come we can't implement something that simple? Because it doesn't have to be violent. It doesn't have to be violent.
Let me get... No, it doesn't have to be. But let me give you an example. My brother was elected to the Congress in Washington, D.C., against the Washington Post, IBM, and the corporate power structure of this country. The way we won the election, because we went to the corners, we talked to the brothers and sisters who didn't even know about registering to vote, who'd been dumbed down to the point where they didn't even know they had power.
Right.
We went to them, and at that time, everybody registered the Democrats, and we voted, and we got him in office.
Right, they registered Democrats, right? You said a deep thing. We registered Democratic. Go ahead.
We got him in office, okay? But then what we learned after we got him in office, wait a minute. The Democrats are controlled by somebody, too. So who are they? At that time, I was doing a lot of voter registration, and I went to Alabama, I went to Georgia, Mississippi, and in buses, like you said, on buses that got burned. I wasn't on that one. But we had been doing that, and we'd been registering people. The short of the story is after we've done all of that work, we got all these people to change from one party to the other and support one person because he was at that party, we realized that they both were controlled and we still had no power.
Right.
So once we figured that one out here, it's been a long time. I've been independent for about 20 years now. For those who didn't understand what we were doing, we went on and started a group called the People's Grassroots Assembly with the understanding that change comes from the bottom up. It doesn't come from the top down, Mr. President. So we said if we can get enough people organized to go go independent and to become a part of a grassroots movement, which what you have is a grassroots movement. It just hasn't been labeled.
Right.
That's what it is.
We don't want to live. We don't want to live. Well, we see it as, like you said, now, let's go with that because we're going to take your concept right now, what you're saying, and say, okay, at the time you were signing them up for to be Democrat, because that was the genre. I understand. We was all Democrat until I got to my enlightenment. So we come independent. I'm saying, can you imagine the impact of the political system recognizing that these blacks of all genres are now denouncing the party with and going independent, showing independence. Because that right there, independent party, have a lot of power. And you say be independent, and then all of a sudden now they got to change their political strategy to accommodate you to vote for them. See, right now it's like a bad cyst. We just like on them like a cancer. We on there sucking onto a bad body and getting cancerous results. And I feel like that. What's your thoughts on that? Because I think we could do that today. We could both spearhead that with a bunch of people that we already know, because it don't take no violence. Because most people at a certain age, they scared of violence now. Only young, that's why they call it infantry. Only young.
These young brothers are not afraid of it. They got to be organized. If they're being locked up and murdered because they're afraid, they're going to get organized. If we ever teach them the truth about themselves and about what's going on and what's happening to us in our communities, they'll come around. I believe they'll do that. But let me also say this. Mm-hmm. I was close to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., as you know.
Yes, you were.
And he was a Republican. And, you know, I couldn't figure that one out for years. I mean, I couldn't understand that. But then I started thinking, wait a minute. It was the Republican Party that was behind our freedom in the beginning, okay? And then I recalled George Bush, Daddy Bush, coming from the Dixiecrat Party to the Republican Party and then to the Democratic Party. How in the hell does that happen? I'm seeing this as a young man, but not able to put it all together. Then I heard him say, when he was either running for office or in office, I can't remember which was, but it was in the 80s, mm-hmm. He said, if the American people knew what we were doing, they would hang all of us.
Yeah, he was a financier, correct, sure was. He said they knew about what we were doing with the money. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, well, who we're talking about? What do you mean we, if they knew what we were doing? Okay, and then you have to put all that together, and it's a puzzle, of course. And as you go through the years, you figure this thing out. When Nixon and Kissinger got together and went to China and cut that deal, I said, wait a minute, hold up. Hold up, something's going on here we need to know about. So that was the deal. That was the deal that was cut that has really turned the economy around in this country. We started buying all that crap from China, all that cheap made stuff, and getting sick behind it, and nobody said a word about it, about what was taking place. So it's been a big trick, and it's coming to light now. You know, the truth cuts to earth will rise again, and it's rising.
Yes.
What I love about
that
people who listen to your program understand this, and they are seeing it, and they're coming up with solutions, and that's what we need.
Yes.
We need to have solutions to these issues and these problems, and we need to come together, and we need to know who the hell we are, and we don't have to take this crap from nothing and nobody. We are the ones created in the image of the Creator. We have the power. All we got to do is come together. They want to fight, let's fight. We don't have to. We can do it another way, but if that's what you're going to do, we ain't going to sit back
still,
and listen.
It's still a fight. We're going to start a fight, because once you leave a party of that magnitude, they're going to have to fight something to say why. Stay with us. Those of you I know, we got Brother Ray Farr. We got all you. We got 0997. Got you coming in next. 6266 right at the hour. We're going to go even deeper with this, because Christmas, there's an element of Christmas that has been brainwashing us, and yet the elites know that meaning of Christmas. And today, brother been saying chromosome, first man, first beings. Here's a man. We'll be right back. Here's a man. Not only is he prolific in thought, but he's also a musician.
You're the father of the earth, first man, sister. You're the mother of the earth, first one. across the sea, back in the day when man was free. Brother, you're the father of the earth. Come on, wake up now. You're the father. And the pyramids, they've been here 12,000 years. You charted the heavens with your eyes, flew your spaceships through the sky, crossed the Alps on an elephant's back to save your land. Let's talk about that. Brother, you're the father of the earth. Come on, we go now. You're the father.
We're going to do a remix of that. We're going to redo that over there. We're going to do that. We're going to bring it back. That's a good song. That's Brother Ray Fauntleroy, my brother online. Those of you don't know, told you. Until you hear it. Beautiful song, man. What's your thoughts on how you brought that to fruition and how it still carries on to this day? That's a remake piece. We're going to do it over, man. You got to do it again. Yeah. That's bad. I love it. After you hear it again, say, wow. I remember you was doing that. I remember. Go ahead.
Well, you remember I was trying to get you to play drums on it.
Yeah, you was doing it. I remember you had the producer dude. But hey, we going to put the tracks with me playing the percussions on there. We add that flavor. Go ahead.
All right. Well, as soon as we can, I'm ready.
I like that. That was good. Go ahead. What's your thoughts on that? After you did it and how you feel about what's going on? Because we are becoming like a concept where America looks like, and I hate to say, this is for Chief Warhorse and all y'all listening out there. Chief Warhorse, please give me a call if you can. Love you. All y'all, to get a chance, hit the number one button. You know, some people do have a constant belief that some of this is like the indigenous people's prophecy. Like, you know, you forgot who you are. We don't have this land is, because, you know, with the Pangea and all that stuff, Africa might be said to be a cradle, but then that whole geographic, of those you in the craft, you turn that thing sideways, Capricorn and Cancer. Seems like all the land in between Capricorn and Cancer seem to be like the hot land. The volcanoes are there. What's your thoughts on how, you know, that concept is really ancient that, you know, we come across?
Do you recall Sister Denise Wilson L? Sister Denise Wilson L used to come to our meetings. We used to come to Yahweh Ben Yahweh.
Yep, I remember.
She was the one that taught me and Robert Hall and others at that era that this land is our land. We are the indigenous people of this land. Okay, we all of us were not bought here on those slave ships.
Right.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
We were here when they came. And as Malcolm has said, we didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. In other words.
Correct. Right. That's a deep.
When they came, we were here. They found us here, living in peace with all of the goods that the world had to offer because God gave it to us. Okay. So they saw it. They come out of the caves of Europe. You know, they didn't have these things. They didn't know how to grow food. We had to teach them everything. So all I'm saying today is, okay, we're still teachers. We can still help the world, and there are many people of other races or other hues who agree with us and will support what we do, but we have to make the move. We're the ones. Others understand that, but we ain't doing nothing. We ain't making no move, you know. So we can put a stop to all of this craziness. You know, we just got to have some courage and some support. We don't support our own causes anymore. And after we murdered Dr. King and after they killed John Kennedy, who was head of Dr. Kennedy, was one of those who said, enough of this crap. We're going to teach these people the truth. That's what he said, and that's why they murdered
him. They murdered him and his brother. And the brother.
And his
Attorney General.
And after they murdered his
brother and parts of his family, they did the same thing to Dr. King's family. They murdered his brother. They murdered his nephew. They murdered his mother. Those stories are not being told to the people. They don't know these things because they, like I say, they give us fake news. And I thank Mr. Trump for bringing that fake news piece out, because now we understand they lie.
Right.
They lie with the
arrogance. Arrogance, They lie with impunity. Now, just like they lied about the everybody, I got y'all coming in. I got 0997. Y'all hold tight. You know how we do this thing. We're going to get hotter after, of course, I started a half hour late, so now I'm thinking, what time is it now? So I know. we at 12:25. We're doing good. It's going to go at 12. We're going to have another hour. So, again, all y'all will get in. I'll make it sure. But we ain't going to forget this season. Because this season is, after reading what y'all sent, and I understand, we put on how not to get fearful, because you already know. If you see it coming, you got less likely of highly going to panic mode. It's when you don't know and you go into panic mode. That's why these programs are important, this, so you can see the reality of what's going on, because many people claim they won't panic, but yes, they will. So when you see something coming, and again, we did not know. I've been brainwashed before. You've all been brainwashed in some form of fashion because, again, that's how this world works. But when you denounce that brainwashing and say, I'm not going to be brainwashed again, you start to see a whole new light of stuff. And one is this ritual. I found out this ritual. There's a light side and a dark side. The dark side is that the sun goes down into the dark. Yet they told you Jesus was born, which is usually strange. If it's the dark side is the sun is going down into the ground, and he don't resurrect until Easter. I said, wait a minute, something ain't right. So I said, let me put this on. We did a show on this 5 years ago. 5 years ago, I found the archives and stuff. I went to the archives. I'm about to publish them suckers. All y'all on there. It's unbelievable the stuff that's been said. And I had so many people on. Brother Ray got me so many. Dr. David Himatep was from Brother Ray. Ngoni, I hope you're listening. Ngoni, Brother West was back in the craziest of days where they had Mr. Talk. Oh, my God. Blog Talk Radio was outrageous. Antoinette, where are you? I called your house. Please give me a call. Sister met off of these radio shows. Never met in person. Met on radio shows. Just show you the spirit of trust. Unbelievable. But when we start to put this together, we want everybody to know that, see, I believe, no, let me stop saying that. I know there's alternative education. We all went there. Buffalo, Miami, all them got alternative education. But we never thought that homeschooling was like, why is it new? Why wouldn't family and parents want to really teach their kids themselves? But then when you dumb down the population, that's why they can't. Back in the day of slavery.
Oh, by the way, let me.
Hold on. Back in the day of slavery, yeah, I'm glad because they was more educated back then than they are today. Well, go ahead, Brother D, before I play this. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say quickly, it's funny you said that about the education beast and dumbing down America. Just last week, Brandon Johnson, the new mayor of Chicago, is talking about getting rid of the concept of magnet schools for the sake of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
See what I'm saying? Now, that's and I told you that diversity was a made-up witchcraft word, like y'all been saying, from my man, George Orwell, in the movie 1984. I don't know how we can just not understand that. But here is why Christmas, which we was never taught, because our parents ain't know, but now you know. And when you know, there is no more excuses.
The deities Baal and Tammuz were worshipped by the ancient Moabites under the names Chemosh and Molech. we see that the names changed, but the worship remained identical. The ancient Moabites would celebrate a public child mass, a public child sacrifice during the winter solstice during December 25th. Building up to this most anticipated time of year, all the parents would compile long wish lists that they would like to see in the next year. Then they would bring the infants that were born within that year to the idol Chemosh or Molech. The priest of Chemosh or Molech would stoke large fires inside of the hollow metal idol of the deity. The parent would bring their child screaming to the lap of this deity and lay their child in the lap of Molech, who wore the Phrygian cap that we see that Santa Claus wears to this day, the same cap that Mithra wore, and they would lay their screaming child in the arm of this deity while they begin to profess their long list of desires for the year. Now today we don't see that people are sacrificing their children to Molech, but we do see that they bring their screaming infants, their screaming children, and lay them into the lap of a complete stranger dressed up like a mighty one who they call Santa Claus. And this child is usually screaming their guts out because they're so afraid of this man, and they probably sense the darkness and the demonic forces that are at work. Children, infants, hate Santa Claus, and the proof is in the pictures.
In the pictures.
Now, of course, after a few years, the child will begin to love Santa Claus and look at Santa Claus as an all-supreme, all-wise, all-knowing, giving deity of prosperity, just as the ancient Moabites looked at Molech and Chemosh. He knows when you are sleeping, and he knows when you are awake. In fact, he is all-knowing. He is immortal. He has no beginning and no end. He compiles a list of names on a scroll for the good and the bad children. He rewards the good children with gifts, and he punishes the bad children with lumps of coal, reminiscent of the flames of Molech. He answers their prayers and their petitions. He flies on a magical chariot, just like Mithra, Sol Invictus, and Odin before him. In fact, he is a deity of prosperity worshipped by the people of the world. And it's amazing that Christian parents would put this idol, this image, against the face of Yahuwah and teach their children that gifts come from this magical, all-knowing being, making him a deity. And they will lie to their children and tell them that he exists. And while they're young, they will believe it with all of their heart until finally they are crushed under the realization that their parents had tricked them. And now they will question everything that their parents will ever teach them about the scriptures because of this innocent white lie, as they say. Santa and his elves have a very dark past. Santa is identified as an elf in most of the world. The Celts believed that the elves were witches and wizards, and they were identified by their pointy or Phrygian caps, and they were the teachers of the dark arts. Webster's Dictionary describes an elf as a wandering spirit, a fairy, a hobgoblin, an imaginary being which our rude ancestors supposed to inhabit unfrequented places and in various ways to affect mankind. Also, an evil spirit or a devil. Satanist and New Age guru H.P. Blavatsky states that elves are disembodied spirits used in magic and sorcery, and are the principal agents in seances. In places like Austria, Hungary, Germany, Italy, and elsewhere, Santa Claus is identified by his original name, which is Sinterklaas, and there are variations of Sinterklaas throughout Europe. Some variations have Santa Claus riding on a magical flying goat. Other versions have him riding on a magical flying white horse. Either way, he is always accompanied by dark helpers. Usually, they are referred to as the Krampus. And the Krampus is a half-goat, half-man demon that goes with Santa Claus from house to house. In the 1500s, Santa Claus became a kind old man who gave gifts and flew on his magical chariot and was accompanied by these dark helpers or blackjacks. He was Christianized as a saint by the name of Nicholas, supposedly based on the Saint of Myra in Turkey, who was legendary. He would leave gifts under the sacred tree on his birthday if you had been good, but if you had not, his demons, his Krampuses, would either abduct you or beat you with sticks. Saint Nicholas supposedly captured Satan and called him by various names, the Krampus, Baalzebub, Zwartdeit, or the Black Peter, and Nekruprik, and these were just some of the names. In some of the cultures, Santa Claus was dropped altogether, and the only remaining figure was the Krampus, which was kept and known as Weihnachtsmann, which means Santa Claus in the Germanic languages. In other words, in some cultures, Santa Claus is known to be Satan himself, who is...
Okay, now I'm going to stop there, because the Krampus from Hillbillies, Beverly Hillbillies, from Beverly Hillbillies, I look
Jed
at the Krampus.
Clampett.
I look at Jed Clampett. I said, man, if we don't read and understand what these words mean, Sister Valdez, all y'all listening, these words got magic. Y'all, we are saying some of the most craziest stuff. Santa, Satan. So basically, what we are saying to you, you have already given your children up to the Democratic Party. And I've been playing this for y'all for how long? How long I've been playing?
You don't want to be left behind.
Because you don't want to be left behind. But you already, anytime a group of people, I'm going to say this to blacks because you got to listen carefully because they're already going to kill off the white people, Anglo-Saxon Protestants. That's what the purge was about. The purge was about Anglo-Saxon Protestants, and they needed the blacks to start it up, but you wouldn't do it because, again, you don't have that type of heart. You might kill each other, but you just seem to just don't do what they needed you to do.
Part of the purge started when they rolled out them vaccinations, Operation Warp Speed.
Operation. Now, that's what Trump and his white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, they're mad with him about that. They want him to immediately denounce. And this, although I know y'all don't follow this, but since I've been taught, Ray, I got the politics from you, we started looking at this, and I got a three-minute clip on how y'all can't possibly tell, but y'all know what y'all voting on. Listen to this. This is all you who love. This is all you love AOC and all you who love New York State. Talking all that. You live in New York State, but ain't nobody went against this chick. Come on, y'all. Y'all can stop it, all that bullshit. We talking real talk now. Hold on.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, because you already started. Go ahead. Once you say that, I'll let you go.
I'm so sorry. Everybody talks about Trump and, you know, whether they like him or not, but why not concentrate on Kushner? Because he's in the background. Kushner.
The son-in-law.
Jared Kushner.
Yeah,
good point. Good point. Yeah. Jared Kushner. Yeah.
You know, he's in the background, and he's the one who used to take them trips to Israel.
Yeah.
And he's the one that was in contact with all these people.
Yeah.
And he's the one that has been, he's heavily into the Kabbalah.
Yeah.
So
Madonna.
Hold on.
Let's go with that because, again, we tried to bring this out to people. Now, Madonna came out. That's why she's still high wicked. I told y'all, I'm going to stand by this. I did a show. I found it on the archive called The Goddess Bitches. I told you, Hindu, they show you women had these dogs. These dogs will kill you. That's where the Hounds of Baskerville came out from. And here's one of the high Wiccans. Now, if you can tell me a woman who got the power to kill babies. Now that she got the new law, that's Lilith. I played that tape for y'all. That's Lilith. Lilith is Lily Monster in the monster. Monster. U is different from the O. See, everybody loves monster mean one thing. That's in law. And monster means what, everybody?
We're going to be here for much longer because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel is not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're pollutants. Too much CO2. We have to start now, please. You are so great. I'm so happy that you're really supporting the Green Deal, but it's not enough. Even if we would bomb Russia, we still have too many people, too much pollution. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies is not enough. We need...
Now, when somebody comes into politics, y'all, I'm going to show you how I think it's got to be changed. This chick just came into politics. Goes to Switzerland, where Thor, that little Greta Thor, the chick that's been biologically changed, they got Greta, bring her over, that's AOC, and she just got in. And this is what she has a meeting on. Eating, and she said, look what she said, y'all. She said, a Swedish. Now, I hope y'all been watching Netflix. They got a thing called Bad Doctor, where the highest level of the Swedish hospitals now, they were letting this dude make artificial organs, this doctor. Go look it up. This doctor got away with it. He lied so good, but he was taking, this hospital gives out more Nobel Prizes than any hospital in the world. And this man worked for them. And they were using people as guinea pigs. Now, I'm talking to people right now. Listen carefully. If you got any doctor, and you just ask them one question. Name, the hospital's called, I'll get the name. If y'all look it up, because it has to start with an S. And it's unbelievable how this hospital was able to get a Nobel Prize. Everybody goes through it. You know what they did? They forgave him for killing people. They forgave him. And she said a Swedish, she just said the same area that she said that we can eat dead people. I told y'all, you are so gullible. That burger called the unknown burger, you don't even know where it came
from. Impossible burger?
Impossible, because you're impossibly eating dead people. You don't even know it. And that's so scary because you tell a person this. I just played the tape showing that they got doctors in Switzerland. And where is Switzerland, y'all? Now, let's get deep. The Switzerland is the Red Cross. That's the double cross. We're going to go into the high level now.
And CERN.
Yeah, CERN. All this is there. They're worshiping Isis, Ra, Elohim, everything. You name it. They're worshiping it. You say they're not. I'm saying they are. Because facts show they're into alien gods. And you're not.
Check this out on page 67 in that same book, the word spell book. It says here, a word that gives us a clue to back up the harvesting of people is the word fetus.
Yeah.
Phonetically, the word fetus sounds similar to the term feed us.
After the fetus
is born, it is called a baby. When the word baby is spoken aloud, it sounds like baby, B-A-Y-B-E. The word bay is defined as a body of water, particularly enclosed by land, but with a wide mouth affording access to the sea. Because you are made of water, you are made like the bay. As the word for the word bee, it is the name for identifying flying insects that are known for producing honey.
Yeah. Now, you said something there, because me and you both got this that book, and we reprint. Now, me and you were talking about this. Now, that, yeah, I think Sister Shalene, you got the book. It's called Spell. It's just unbelievable. The dude is Oriental,
what
I believe.
What is it called?
Give me the name of that book.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. What's the name of the book?
Pao Chang Word Magic, the power of, called definitions of words.
Now, we all got, I got this a long time ago. He got it a long time ago. That show you how deep you into your craft. Because if you say words are spells, then you should be looking for books to give you the key words. The key words is pow. Pow is of age. I told you, you've been hiding from the Grand Orient Lodge for so long. It doesn't make sense. Let me go to 0997. Let me get these people in here. 0997-262-6266-0977. Go ahead. You first. 0997.
Hey, yo, peace, man. How y'all be today? Listen, man, I'm sorry for your loss, man.
Man, we loving it. We loving you and for coming on here. Appreciate you for joining us, man, on the anniversary, bro. Appreciate that.
Yo, hey, look, I want to just say a few things, man. You got to remember, this is the nature right now. We're in Satinella right now. We practice in Satinella. Now, you just gave us the motif for how they take the babies and put the babies in the hand of that deity right there.
Right.
And now, you got to get into this right here. This is the season, like they say the season to be given. Well, this was actually the season where they practice all kind of lewd sexual acts with animals, and they rape little kids. This is called Satinella. And I also want you to remember this. Deck the halls with bells of holly, tra-la-la-la-la. Remember, holly and Hollywood is the wood that they use to cast spells. So just put everything in context, because I don't want to get off the point, because y'all was on good points.
No, you will.
Y'all be tight on the point. You need to stay on the points like that. Now, if you want to really get really deep with it, just remember, the Catholic Church just came out, they sanctioned same-sex marriages all of a sudden. Now, why would the church do something like that when they're supposed to be men of God? Unless
right.
they're satanic in nature. But that's a whole other conversation. I don't even want to get on that, but I was waiting to see what the Vatican was going to say, and the Vatican just made they made their speech, and they was like, well, they condone this stuff like they want your girls to be boys and your boys to be girls. They want the teachers to take the kids away from the families. Now, remember, America is a very special place. Like, most people don't really get it. Like, we can't all the countries of the whole world. They came to America and set the feet of the brothers over here, the melanated brothers. Not these Europeans that come over here call themselves Native Americans. Nah, they're not from here. They're from other coasts. When they came here, was nobody here but melanated people, brown-skinned people. I don't use the word black, because black, if you look at black
right.
is a curse. Black actually means to fade the white. People really don't get it. You shouldn't even use the word dollar. The other thing that made a spell of St. Paul, they got to using phony money for everything you do, so they enslaved you with phony money, because the money has no value. If it's not gold or silver, it's not money. The only place we're supposed to mint money in America is the United States Mint, the Treasury. The Federal Reserve is a private corporation for profit. It has nothing to do with, and guess what? It goes to them people. That's why these people are so powerful. The Rothschilds, these people, they've been controlling. When they came up with money, look, they had to get ready to go on silver. They had to go to another meeting. Now they want to go to cryptocurrencies and all this stuff. I don't know if the people going to go with it. I'm hoping the people wake up, because you will truly be enslaved. We're already enslaved, but when they can turn everything off and on like a light switch, like now you can't buy nothing, you can't get there,
right,
you can't feed
right.
your family, you can't do nothing because they just hit a switch on you.
Uh-huh.
Most people think it's good. It's so convenient. It's complete control. And everybody better pay attention to this control game, because, look, what you're doing to the President of the United States. Now, look, I don't vote. I ain't voted since Obama. When I studied Obama, I stopped voting because, hey, they took me on that one.
He got you on the first one, though, not the second.
Well, they took me because I didn't know, but when I started studying him, and Michelle,
right,
you know,
I got you,
I'm from Chicago,
you.
Yo. I'm saying, hey, remember, he came to the a convention, and all of a sudden he make a speech, but he was nobody. So who put him in that position to be up there in a powerful place like, but that's how the game goes. They picking their cheese. He's even related to the Bush family. You feel me? So these people, they know what they're doing, man, but we got to pay attention, because hey, we're going to be a team in this country in 1 minute if we don't pay attention, bro. And look, this is really bad for you and me, because this is and that's the whole thing, to take over the land completely. So far, the Lucian look like they have the land, but they don't own the land. That we are from this land right here. I mean,
now,
and everybody better wake up and better protect this.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, protect your neck. You know, your mother over here. Hey, this land is our mother right here.
Right. And I agree.
This is the land of milk and plenty, man. Ain't no land like America. And they came and took it from brothers, man. They took it from us. Now, Once we wake up, they won't be able to take it. But we got to wake up. Well, we got to wake up.
Now, I watched the thing. I told y'all. I'm going to send it to you, too, because I think you would love it. Somebody sent me a clip. I don't know where I got it from. One of y'all and all this stuff. It showed that, I know got it, my brother Ed. But thank you, my Hialeah brother. He sent me something. And it showed that, remember we kept telling y'all Trump was a Masonic ritual. He said everything that you've been saying, and he won the few presidents that let all the hood out of jail for dumb shit. And what happens is you don't know magic like I thought you might do. Because, see, the Trump card is magic. Trump card is 21. It's the Joker, the Trump card.
Yeah.
The Trump card. Now, I don't know what I got to tell y'all because, this is like one-on-one knowledge to me, man. It's like baby knowledge right now for me.
Jack Nicholson, Keith Ledger.
You ever hear of Trump, the time traveler, yo?
Yeah, I've seen that. I got the book.
He's in the future, and they've seen him in the future. Like, I don't even like to get into this because this is
no,
like,
I do. No, we did do. I'm going to send you shows. We did this. Anybody been around with me for 9 years, we did that. We did the New York thing. It was about a president was in New York. It's called Baron Trump.
Baron Trump Marvelous Adventures.
Yeah, we did that. We did that show. In the third year of this, because I was rolling. We was rolling. I had to come backwards, man, to catch people. It's called catch up. We got to come backwards to catch y'all on the Haley Comet because it's like this stuff is like in our vernacular for how many years that we've been persecuted by people saying we're crazy. Family members, you can't even tell your family members this type of stuff because they're scared of never hearing it because they didn't teach it to you. So you learn it from outside sources, which is foreign to them. So now we had a period of time where he was also with Tesla. See, his name is Trump. No, it's Dumpf with a D. He's not Donald Trump. His real name was Dumpf. His uncle and them was all with Tesla, the real Tesla, not the one that's from South Africa. The one from South Africa comes from the diamond mines. He's from the De Beer family. Y'all been lied to. He's from De Beer. He's Jewish. He's Jewish. That's why he hangs with Maxine. He hangs with all his
Besides. Gotta watch all these people, man. Bama Ramsey, what have you pronounced his name? He made his money, man, in the pharmaceutical world, but he don't really talk about it. They never question him on that. Just like old girl Nikki Haley.
Which one? Hold on.
Made money
Name that last name so people can hear you because you talk about
Ramaswamy. How do you say his name? He running from president. Ramaswamy.
The Hindu guy.
He made his money in pharmaceuticals.
Yes,
so, oh my God! And look, they never talk about it though. Remember.
No.
Everything you see right now is eugenics and pharmaceutical companies that's running everything. Now, remember this. When we start talking money, just look what you just saw. You saw something here you never saw before. All of a sudden, you got all these Jewish people coming out. They shutting down universities. They trying to get rid of certain presidents of universities. They talking about pulling money from these universities to help solidify their position in America.
Exactly.
All over the world. They're talking about tearing it down.
Let's go with the black chick because I want everybody listening. Because
Miss Gay.
Think about Miss Gay, y'all. I watched the congressional hearings. I watched that on the because I look at C-SPAN. I don't know if y'all still do, but see, you know, if you want to hear congressional records,
Miss
you gotta go
Gay
to,
got
to
go.
You should have seen how she was talking, y'all. She was talking to allegorical vibrators. She was a witch. She's a high Wiccan. She's a high Wiccan. Now I want y'all to hear something. See. I look at the lunar, just like we have Ptah Seker with the calendar. I took into that because I knew that and those of you was in the Temple Ptah in Fort Lauderdale, we knew we was on different calendars. We said we're going to look at the real calendar. See, Kamala Harris is Hindu. She's not black.
And I get it's Irish.
Yeah. He's Jamaican. Yeah, but he's a different. Yeah. Let me just say this, Elva, because y'all been caught up so long in this color game, but witchcraft goes into the ancient world.
She's the president of Harvard, by the way.
Harvard. Think about that.
Yeah.
She's at Harvard.
She got a Jewish husband.
Harry Potter. Now, she, just like Kamala, when Kamala got into power, everybody, she gave a ritual. They all wore white. All the women in Congress went to her house. Go look it up. We did the show on this. See in white. That's why I'm going through the archives so y'all can see.
She's one of those sororities, too. She's, I don't know what it is. Yeah,
AKA, she's from Howard University.
Can I say something right quick?
Okay, somebody's in there.
I'm
going to
say something right quick.
Go ahead.
Y'all was just talking about time traveling, right? So think about it. Since they time traveling, as they call it, but time doesn't exist, and they're altering archives and everything, so they actually went in, altered the timeline or the archive line, and came back and took over because they knew something else was supposed to be. So they decided to loop it again.
Well, that's what they did in Avengers Endgame.
Right. Now,
we're back
now, hold on.
And then they also
did
this with Loki, the drag.
Yeah.
Loki, yes.
Yes.
Now, you just heard them say, but you just heard the witches say, I told you, y'all just heard them say that they had Thor is with them. Why the Vikings, y'all? Because the Vikings was the ones that was bringing the Slavic people to the Muslims to build the mosque that was straight off of the pyramids. Now, that's why I say, what kind of black people are y'all for real? I'm about to get deep now. And, what kind of black people could talk about Egypt and if you know history, you should know that they scraped off the limestone. That's why it looks the way it looks now. That's why it looks the way it looks now. Yeah, so y'all want to play.
That's Masonic. Yeah. Everything they did over there is Masonic. They took
that's
everything
fine with me.
Over
I'm
here
cool
and they
that.
Put
I
it
love
over
Masonic.
Here.
I love Masonic. If you don't know Masonic.
All is Masonic. All that stuff. Hey, look, I can show you when they got all of that stuff and pieces.
Yeah, but
moving
hold on,
cranes
hold on,
and whatnot.
But I want you to answer some questions now. It's time for the question and answer. Okay, you know it. I know you know it. I'm listening to you. But how do we justify the fact that Islam is in every black community today and are practicing Sharia law right here in Buffalo? I can go right now, take pictures of them. They got their crops in the front of the house. You got yours in the back. What they got in the back is livestock. see, you don't get it. Let me talk to y'all right quick so y'all can get this understood. See, the whole idea with the brotherly grip and all this shit y'all believe, you think you believe, I don't know what you believe. See, I won't call it belief. You can't believe it, really. Because how could you tell me just what you just told me now? They scraped off the pyramids. It wasn't no white people. It was black people who scraped off those damn pyramids. And took them and made mosque in where? Medina. Where Medina at, y'all? See, and then you got the nerve to put on the Shriners. You got the nerve to put on the Shriners cap, and it's called the Playhouse. And it, see, I'm very well astute to this. And you go on the Playhouse.
The Shriners cap ain't nothing but a fez. It's a fez.
But,
it comes from the land of fez.
But that's my point. It's a fez. You just see. Y'all making my point. Now, Santa Claus. Got what cap on? The Fijian cap. How many of you ever heard of the Fijian? The Fijian cap. The Fijian cap is part of what caught y'all? Go look it up. I'm trying to figure out how y'all can sit here, because I told you this show is way different from the rest of y'all listen to. We bring on facts. It's going to psychologically mess you up because when you lie to yourself, it messes you up.
That means when you believe, because the word lies and the word believe is right there in front of you.
Yeah.
Hey, check this out.
Go ahead. Go
if you say be loud, believe, or if you say live, turn live around. L-I-V, turn it around. It's evil on
us.
Yeah, so, now we're going to talk about how they cast spells, because remember, the dollar's a dolo, and a dolo's a spell. They got everybody killing each other for worthless paper, but everybody's always talking about the bag. If they really understand,
because
what's
propaganda,
they have no value.
You got to be happy that you can see. I keep telling y'all, you don't get what this dry bones thing means. You should be elated, regardless what situation you're in, that you can see with the peripheral. Because the average person got eyes and cannot see. So I keep telling you, your book, that Bible book, is the most magic. I love it. It's the most magical book on the planet.
Study
now,
to find yourself approved. Study to
yep,
find yourself approved.
Find yourself approved. Yep. That's what I, you with me. Now, I want y'all to stay with me because we're about to go even to the next level. Now, I told you, you can't say this, but we're going to stay on Christmas because, see, Christmas told you what they did. He said that we want to kill the firstborn. That means your first, your DNA.
All the
must
boys.
Be
all the boys.
Yeah, you must, your DNA must be destroyed. That's what they're saying. You don't get it. I mean, you don't look at Jesus as what he is. See, divine nature, they want the DNA destroyed. But he went into secrecy when he went to Egypt. Now, why would he go to Egypt, y'all? Think about that one. She is having a baby from no man. Ain't that interesting? Where was the physicians at to can do the operation? To take a, how do you get a baby? Through in virtual, it's done today.
Immaculate conception. Let me stop, y'all.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
No,
dry bones. The king is also playing on Christmas tomorrow too.
Now, sister, let's go there because I'm not saying you what you're saying. I'm saying today, just taking the simplest terms. If a woman don't want a real man, what's she gonna do? She can get in vitro insemination. That's not so. You telling me that's new? No, can't be.
We're talking about eating
not,
babies.
It's not new.
Whenever you're dealing with Planned Parenthood and these people, what do you think they do with the byproducts of all the babies that they abort? They carry in their makeup on your arms and make your arms get. Man, they use the babies for everything. And look,
right,
like old girl is, she's telling what they're doing. They eat the babies. They got people that pay big money to go sit down and eat a baby, yeah? And this is
that's
ridiculous
right. Now,
what they do.
Right. Now, that's why I play that tape. I'm one of the few shows to play it, probably. But nonetheless,
right,
this chick said eat the babies. Now, I said, wow, eat the babies. Now, you eat the babies all the time.
Yeah.
The placenta is the number one congestion of all the new. See, you don't even look up the words of your what you are eating. These words got symbolic meaning. Now, they need the baby because they know that most of us probably be malnutrition without eating some of this stuff. And so they already know to give you the baby. Now, y'all say, oh, that's all. I can't think about it. Makeup. Every time you put on your lipstick, don't you lick your lips? When you lick your lips, you're getting placenta. It's in toothpaste. Unless you get toothpaste, the one we get, baking soda. Anybody right now, I should tell you, peroxide and baking soda could clean your teeth. Ask anybody who knows me.
I use great peroxide.
I don't know what, all you go is get the blue. Yeah. So just the things that I know that if you brainwash and don't realize nature, and then let me just say this. The elements is of God. Because El Shaddai, us all elemental. So right now, I'm going to tell you, that they are not telling you the truth, but then here's the part that y'all don't like to hear.
Right. That's right.
I told you, for Santa Claus, Satan Claus, it's hard to eat, right? It's hard to eat real flesh, y'all. I mean, just eating an uncooked chicken would turn me off to a baked chicken. But if you can eat a raw flesh, then you're not human. So here's what I'm going to tell y'all. Don't ever think they, remember, the lot, was it the, from the Blue Lagoon, the movie they used to show us back in the day, where they would come out to Aquaman and them talking about it. All that means this, y'all. All that means right here.
When you have ancient cultures all over the world who are describing non-human entities in the unseen, which is almost what isn't unseen to the humans in the way that I've just described, many taking a reptilian form, and that has passed through the ages. And then you meet people in places like America, because once you start talking about this, you become someone that people will give information to, because they can see a way of getting out to the public arena, because you won't think they're crazy. And they're telling you the same. You know, people who've been in mind control projects, people who've been in government projects, who've interacted with these entities in underground bases. And they're describing what the ancients described. When you've got this man who unfortunately just died in his 90s, William Tompkins, writing a book in 2015, describing how he was seconded in 1942 into a top secret naval intelligence operation in America based at the naval base at San Diego, where his role, or the role of that organization, was to interact with non-human entities. And he produces documents, he produces pictures of people he was with to support what he claims. And he's saying world governments are controlled by a reptilian non-human race. I've been saying that since the 90s.
And who are these people? Royal family, reptiles? Trump.
Well, let's look at how it works. First of all, these entities operate in the unseen, overwhelmingly in the unseen. Because we, like I said earlier, live in a frequency band, a band of frequency. Anything beyond that frequency, we can't see, we're not aware of. And, you know, people have no trouble accepting that the old analog system of radio and television stations are different frequencies sharing the same space without interfering with each other unless they're really close on the dial. You know, the analog system, BBC One and ITV and CNN, they're sharing the same space, but they're just on different frequencies. And the television picks up different frequencies as you change the channel. Well, in the same way, worlds or realities, it's a better term, are sharing the same space without interfering with each other, unless they're very close on the dial. And at that point where they're close on the dial and there is some form of interaction, that's what we call ghosts and paranormal activity. And so these, not just reptilian, but other non-human entities, are operating just outside of the human sight.
You can't see. That's the scripture that you didn't get. You have eyes and can't see. And y'all able to see through the
Doctor
screen.
Doctor Who.
Yeah, you've seen it now.
Go back and watch all them episodes of Doctor Who. It tells you right there.
Now, there you go. Now, all y'all watching streaming and able to watch the streaming show and analyze it, you blessed.
Oh, my goodness.
Some people can watch.
And you're being taxed for watching streaming in Chicago, by the way. It's called amusement tax.
There you go. So there you're being taxed now because they're going through a new... Now, this happened because of CERN. CERN is bringing in entities to come back into Earth that is chapter in space. Now, see, this is why I keep telling me, this is stuff that you don't like to hear, but just see, one show got it, somebody's show got to sell it. See, you ever heard how they got a barrier above the Earth? They call it the Van Nuys radiation belt. Well, they make it where these entities can come back into Earth that was once blocked. That's why they got a spray. See, you thought the spraying was for you. No, it's for them to come back. They can't come back.
Oh, wow.
They can't come back in unless they reflect the light.
Question, I hear the background.
You might, because there's a lot of
other programs.
Okay, somebody just, if y'all listen to other stuff, that's fine. Just mute yourself. I will keep you in because your energy is what I'm using. Even if it's negative, we still use it. We don't care.
No, it's somebody has.
No, somebody got something on because, because remember, these, I have to tell y'all echo. If you leave your microphone on and you move around, you will get an echo because you're on a different frequency than me. Y'all in different states. Your frequency could be affected by your 5G, your towers. We've been bombarded by frequencies as we speak, everybody. They have done this. Ray Fauntleroy was one of the first people that I know of, because Yahweh didn't say nothing about the frequency. He said everything else. But that one that was done on 7th Avenue next to Rasul's clothing store was the first to be put up, was the first that now we got them all over Florida. They're all over Florida.
And we made them take that one down.
Yeah, you made them take that one down. Yeah, that was made to take down because the community was like upset by the fact that this, because they kind of concept, that's going to show you how knowing the future, was able to tell them they were going to use that as a weapon. If you don't know the future, you won't be knowing that you wouldn't know it's going to be used as a weapon.
And wasn't that in the movie also with the son? He lost his teeth started coming out.
That's right. Yeah, so was the movie with Samuel Jackson called Cell, where eventually, I don't know if they're putting it in our psyche, but eventually when it comes to urban warfare, which I look this all up too, I tell people, I don't know what y'all look up, but I look up all kind of crazy stuff. That would be a strategic point in a war, just let you know that. I'm not going to tell you, but that would be a strategic point in a war, because if that's up, the drones will come right to you. The drones will come to you and kill you.
Let me share you what we did to make them take it down. What happened was they placed an antenna right across from our building there on 7th Avenue, and we went over to see what it was. They were going up in there, so we asked the brother, the white boy he was, from Arkansas somewhere, playground for the children. I said, wait a minute, there's something wrong with this picture, and this is before we knew anything, right? So then when I made contact with some friends, Dick Gregory and some other friends, we found out that that was part of an antenna they were putting up. And an antenna should not go in the heart of a community, particularly our community. So what we did, we got organized. We went down to the State of Florida Environmental Committee and asked them to remove this antenna from our community because of the dangers of the antenna. They refused. They said it was law in the state books of the state of Florida. It would not allow them to move it because, and we had suggested that they put it out in the bay away from the people. And they said they couldn't put it in the bay because it would harm the fish. But when they told us that, we organized and went down to the city commission with our information that we got from other brothers, like brothers listening to this program, who would send information to us. We took that information down to the city commission. When they saw what it was, they had already voted for it. They rescinded their vote, and they made them take the antenna down. But it took the people to come together to do it. The commissioners weren't going to do it. They didn't know. This is what I'm saying when I'm listening to your program. I'm hearing people who know, who have information, but we got to do something with that information. We got to organize the people. The power is in your hands.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about that, because, again,
can I say something, Dry Bone?
Yeah, go ahead. I hear you. Go ahead. I'm staying. I'm just trying to get you
on. I want to say to the brother, he's right. We definitely have to do something because of the fact that, you know, the old saying is talk is cheap. And hearing that video and the pastor in Chicago, he's doing something. He's making a statement, and he's saying he has his protection. He has his church surrounded with protection because of the fact that he got black people now.
Black people in Chicago.
They're waking up.
Because they see that what we don't see. See, you don't have it in your place yet, like the way they got it. They coming out and they are actually committing crimes in the black community. Some of these people, I mean, outrageous stuff. Right. Like that, what I'm reading. Go ahead.
And we are in the Aquarius stage, so the remnant is waking up, and watching that video that you play over and over and over again about eating the babies. We have to eat babies. That's just not enough, you know. And that right there should be should just touch people's soul to know that the Democrat Party is all right with eating the babies. So the serpent seed is all throughout
that's party.
What,
that's that cult. That's the cult you heard earlier.
Right.
About Molech. Eat the pig.
Right, right. And some of the Republican parties are Democrats. They really are. And they're the ones who are eating the babies, and they're okay with all that crap as well. So how we can do something, like the brother said, is, and like you said, go to the Independent Party in one moment, because one core, one energy, everybody doing the same thing will wake up, will shake the fallen angels.
That would shake, yeah, of course. Now, that would shake them up immediately without weaponry, but because people are being placed into the purge concept, which I think is dangerous for you, because you won't win the purge concept, that's for sure, because it's not thought out. It's anarchy. Anarchy means non-thinking military strategic. I mean, you don't have no clue, and you're now going to be. Now, here's where we're going to get deep. I want y'all to notice. I just want to tell women out there listening. Remember, the first people in America they had to control was women. Because we had matriarch societies. So if you control the women first, you pretty much got a done data. Now, this is what they did. Y'all never heard this. It's probably the first time you will ever hear this on any program because we look for what you don't hear. That's what we do. We don't look for what you don't hear.
The portals of life.
Yeah.
You have
now, look what they did to the portals of life.
Under Khan and Tro.
Right.
We're
now,
the portals of
that's
life.
That's right. Now, if y'all the portals, listen carefully, because this is what they did to women in America. The women today, I'm nervous because for y'all to want men to dress up as women and play y'all and be in the sports with y'all, it finds out to be that y'all are part of the Goddess Bitches, that program that I'm going to put out again. When y'all heard the Goddess Bitches, I want y'all to tell me how come nobody's talking about that one but us. Now, here it is. This is a first for most of y'all, I'm sure. I bet you 99% of y'all never knew this practice existed. Listen carefully, because this is why women hate men.
The crowd was buzzing with excitement in Croydon Market. Everyone had showed up for the spectacle. From the toffs in their top hats and fancy canes, to the workers from the new factories, hands covered in chemical stains and lungs stained with chemical burns. It was 1814, the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, and an act of cruelty was about to take place.
It was, in truth, a complete transformation in the English way of life. This transformation we call the Industrial Revolution.
A woman was led forward. She looked haggard, tired, and scared. Around her neck was a halter, the kind you might give to a horse, and she was dragged along by a rope. The crowd jeered and laughed, ready for the action. A man stepped up on a makeshift platform and started to corral the crowd. The bidding started and the woman began to cry. She was the wife of Henry Cook, but she was about to be that no longer. Sold off like an animal at market, this is the history of white selling in the Victorian era. Marriage has rarely been an equal venture, especially in the Christian religion. Even going back to the origins of the practice in Leviticus, women were seen as the chattels or property of their husband. This core philosophical structure led to marriages being seen as very much akin to a business transaction throughout history. This is held true whether the marriage was being negotiated between the families of the peasantry, where dowries and gifts were often exchanged between the families of the betrothed, or wealthy and noble families who often traded their children for money and power. Whilst the betrothed parties were often consulted about whom they wanted to marry, and often sought permission from their parents if they found someone they wanted to marry, the final decision lay with the patriarch of the family. Once the marriage was completed, the woman was then her husband's responsibility and property. He was expected to care for her, and in return, was to be obeyed in all things. This was upheld in medieval society by church courts who would criminally punish a woman for speaking her mind. Scolding was actually a punishable offense under a church court. This mindset continued throughout the history of Britain, even as far as the Victorian age. When attitudes began to shift slightly, it would take the recognition of women's suffrage to really enact change in the way people saw women in England. Because of this, escaping from an unhappy marriage was incredibly difficult. Marriage was supposed to be a bond for life under the church, and even with the changes that came about under Henry VIII, the practice of divorce was incredibly rare and almost completely unavailable to anyone who wasn't rich enough to afford their own lawyer. Mainly because, until the Matrimonial Causes Act in 1857, divorce could only be made possible by a private act of Parliament. That's where wife selling came in. As divorce was almost an impossible cost to pay for most couples facing an unhappy marriage, the poor looked for alternatives. There were a limited number of ways to get out of a marriage. If the marriage had gone unconsummated, then it could be annulled. But that would have to be done very early in the relationship. For relationships that soured later, the options became very limited and especially difficult if both sides didn't agree to breaking up. In extreme cases of adultery or cruelty, a petition could be made to the church courts for a separation of bed and board. But the threshold that the church would allow this for was extremely high. There had to be ironclad proof of adultery or a direct admission of guilt by the accused party.
Now, I'm only going to play 5 minutes of that. So that is so deep. When you go into that wife selling thing, you'll find out. That's where the women's suffrage came from America, who was the number one group in stopping everything in America. They were the ones who came up with Father's Day, Mother's Day, after their children was the Civil War. It wasn't about no flowers, about stopping war. Because their babies were being killed. They have switched their whole dynamics now into killing of babies. And think about that. These women were being sold as chattel slavery, just like niggas was being sold as chattel slavery. So where's the difference, y'all?
There is no difference. It's just modern life.
Thank you. I wanted you to say that.
Still being sold as chattel.
At the same time, you enslaved. Now, hold on.
Entertainment industry is showing you that you're being sold off and pimped off and everything, yeah. And you've been swallowing the babies, both men and women, since you started having intercourse, as you call
right.
it, the yeah. course, the
yeah.
intercourse.
So, right. Now,
so you wouldn't have any children.
Well, you got to have, obviously that's an animal concept because it's a pleasurable, one of the most pleasurable sensations on planet Earth besides drugs. So let's go with it. And money. Money is a drug too. So they got us knowing our nature. So your nature now that women know that that's why they're so angry, especially in America, not the rest of the world, because the rest of the world, you could not do what you do in America, women, that you do in the Middle East or Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Even Africa, you would not be getting away with the shit you do. So let's get this point across.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow they got everybody believing this craziness. That Africa is like, but in reality, that can't be true. Can't be true. It's a lie. Because think about the truth of the matter. We all give this energy to Africa. We give Black America give more energy to Africa than Africa. That's the kind of fight.
And Africa coming over here pimping.
Yeah. That's funny. Africa over here.
Everybody coming over here.
I'm right here on Genesee. I'm in Genesee and Warden. And these people, what y'all call Arabs, they come from Africa. So I don't know where y'all getting this foolishness from.
Yeah.
They're African. So you got to be
so
dumb red, just to be called.
So red.
They're Arabs. So right there tells me you don't even know what you're dealing with. Now, how do they know more about you than you? Because they're around more niggas than you. Plain and simple. They're on a continent full of niggas. And they mind. They call them cow.
Hey, just remember this. The student always sit. You've been teaching all these countries all over the world who you be forever. Remember, we come from Atlantis. We come from Turtle Island. This is the land that everybody want to get to, that everybody
right.
gravitates to.
Yeah, right.
Man,
this
you got to know where you
are.
Now, y'all saying
because this is the land right here.
But that's why my point is, here we go again. Now, if I was a globalist thinker, and I'm not, but if I was one and I put my mind, they said, I said, man, that's why it's so easy. You know how easy it is to get you to hate your own country? That mm-hmm. takes some doing. That takes about I think it takes 400 years.
Yep.
It takes 400 years. The same scripture you've been using, oh, you've been oppressed, you've been in a land for 400 years. No, it took 400 years for you to believe it's not your land.
Divide and conquer is the top strategy. Divide and conquer. I don't care what it is, color, brother to sister, mother to father, divide and conquer is how they win.
But let's go with the strategy of how they did it. I mean, common sense would be to me is, if I can get a group over 100 years to now accept me through sex. Through sex. Let's not fool yourself. Through sex. You can't do this. They're not doing this with weapons. Yeah, but they're not doing this with weapons. See, we've been lied to. It was no weapon. The only weapon was your dick. Because you go in the Army, it says this is about weapons. See, I've been in the Army. Brother D, who's been in the Army, all Army people. If you ain't been in the Army, just shut the fuck up right now. Army, it says this is about weapons.
Remember
them war
babies when you saw when you were in Germany. All them war babies over there. Stop.
What they say? They say, this is for weapons. This is my weapon, and this one is for fun. When we walked in my, that was one of our cages. That's one of our cages. Now, I want y'all to think about this.
Old metal jacket.
Yeah. Now, y'all want to pretend, this is why I say black people got to come to grips that you've been lying to yourself, too. You can't just go around blaming people for stuff that you are actually a part of and actually participating for. Now, if you know this is your weapon, it's your gun, and then you're lying to me that you had these wars, yet I find out that through the records, thank you, Chief Warhorse, because I looked up all the stuff she said, St. Augustine, which I'll be going. It's hard to go to these places with all these things, but St. Louis I got to get to for sure because that is the Grand Orient of all masonry. It's almost unbelievable.
The war was always with you and me. The war was with nobody but you and me. It was going to congressional records. You're going to see there was that war with the melanated Negroes, Indians of America because we was fierce fighters. We the greatest white men in the world.
I have no problem with that. All I'm saying is, when you bring in the divide and conquer, and you find out that they brought in people, and I keep saying this to people because I do a lot of research from all the old heads, in which they kind of told us, they said the indigenous already was worshiping similar gods as the East, so there was no that concept of the three wise men. It's in the Hopi Indian. It's in the Iroquois. All of them knew that they were worshiping the three star system. Now we about to get deep. The three star system, y'all, 357, the Pleiades, Orion's belt. That's in your Bibles. Y'all don't even know the scriptures, probably most of you. But Pleiades and Orion, go to your dictionaries in the Bible, and you will see Orion's belt is in the Bible.
Orion Credit Union, Memphis, Tennessee.
You will see the Pleiades. And so right now, you don't even realize
that. No, that's not even about the Draco.
The Dracos. Drake, thank you, sister. Dracos. Now, I just say myself.
Look, don't forget the Black Guys of America, Tetsuquetto, the Black Dragon, because it was the Dragon Clan here. The Dragon Clan got the KKK from the Black Dragon Clan.
Thank you.
I'm just saying.
Hold on. You rolled into the Dragon. I told y'all. Now, y'all been saying it for a long time. I started looking up all the stuff y'all say through all my years of traveling through this shit. And I see that the Dragon, Year of the Dragon, Enter the Dragon, Bruce Lee, all that came in 72.
Yeah.
72. Yeah. Enter the Dragon. Now, I looked up the years. I said, that's the Year of the Dragon. It's like they was giving Bruce Lee his energy through China. And then y'all ever get deep, you go to Ip Man. Ip Man was Bruce Lee's teacher. Go watch that. Because they was calling the Chinese dogs back in them days. See, because the opium trade.
Right. No dogs in Chinese alive.
Yeah. That's where this Wu-Tang came, this Wu-Tang clan stuff come in. I sit back, I said, well, damn, the puzzle is really big, but it's a beautiful puzzle. And we've been watching this for years. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. White people told me, and so Asian people, when you talk to them in secret, they ain't going to tell you. They're going to play dumb if you bring another black person in. But if you by yourself, they'll tell you everything. You bring another black person in, they'll say some shit. But they knew that the land of rising
stars. Dr. Albert Blair, if you get his book, he also said that now white people, they're melanated too, but it's a different strand.
Different strand.
We got to put that on the table too.
Put that, because he's absolutely right. Because again, y'all say a lot of stuff, but all back in the day, I got the book called El Beyond, Europa, Brother Tariq is into that. I looked up that, and I said, you're absolutely right. But then I noticed they were albinos. I said, albinos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. From the foot of the Caucasus Mountains. From the foot of the Caucasus Mountains.
Yeah, albinos. I'm saying, well, damn. How's it? So the fact that the people today don't like to take that Christmas tree, it has three just so y'all know, the Christmas tree does not just have, it's a phallic symbol too. And the star is the cosmic nut. That's what that star is. See, it's a phallic symbol. Yeah, you put the, you bust your nut, you bust, but you bust the star. And so,
yeah, it just represents you, the person. Yeah, it represents you.
All your steeples on your church, the needles, the needle well star in Washington, D.C. is a phallic symbol. Symbol in the middle of the Vatican. They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. The acorn, y'all learned this from Dr.
Dictionary, boy.
Dictionary.
Come on, Nelson.
And then what about your pineal gland?
Well, I love talking to y'all. You don't know. Y'all make my day. Y'all make my day.
Yeah, that pineal gland on the Christmas tree, roasting chestnuts and all that, that's the pineal gland. Now, let's go there. Now, I told y'all, this chick here, I'm glad it's after hours. Now, y'all look this lady up. I told y'all, I'm giving y'all stuff that probably going to be very nervous to most of y'all when y'all read this shit. Because her name is Savelli. She said Christmas was the day would do the rituals on children. She got it in the congressional record. She said that. Now, she said, and I give her credit because she was actually, no one knows where she at. They think they killed her. Every time I get people's books, find out they've been killed. That's very disturbing to me sometimes. I said, man, they killed her. I told you the name, Savelli.
What's her last name again?
She don't give her last name because she is undercover. She said her name is S-V-A-L-I. She was a trained programmer. She was a programmer, and she programmed. They have a thing where if you program your – you heard earlier with wife swapping that your children was actually bartered. They ain't changed today. People are selling their children today for wealth. Just look at Disney. Mm-hmm. And all the blacks who sold their family, like Usher mother, now want to come out. Usher mother want to come out.
Oh, you know he's performing in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He got to go because he's been super.
Dorian, you know that there's this lady that she was a mother of a 4-year-old girl. I don't know how this came about, but she wouldn't go inside the bathroom with her little girl. But she didn't. She let the little girl go inside the bathroom, and she was taking long. And when the little girl comes out, she comes out with a man, screaming at the man. You know, the man goes inside this door, and the door shuts, and it was like a wall. So the man disappeared with the girl. So they say that in Walt Disney, this is in Walt Disney. They say that in Walt Disney, they are taking children and they're doing their rituals. And
we played Walt Disney. All y'all listening, remember we played Walt Disney from Tampa. They had an actual media news in the morning said they were creating the next Miley Cyrus. I like the next. Y'all heard it on here. Now, if they could do that, y'all, create the next Miley Cyrus, that means that they are already able to create designer babies. Now, my thing for y'all is out there, listen, and I say this clearly. I don't tell people what to think, what to believe. Family members, I just listen now. And I don't get debates because I know, but I just want y'all to know something. This stuff was done in the 70s. So I'm already, we in 2024. You don't think they made it even better now than ever? Right now, they are so good at what they do.
Yeah.
That they already walking, and they show you through Hollywood. Because y'all said magic. Now, this is what y'all realize. Because y'all say Hollywood does not mean that the magic that they produce is spellbound, but it's with factual information. For instance, if you put a movie out, actually the same thing that you experience in your real life, that's a spell. That's why y'all say Hollywood is so deep. You're absolutely correct. Y'all been validated. Y'all have went and now know why.
The words that you speak from your mouth is a spell. You don't write curses no more because you was too powerful. You was writing curses that was affecting the whole world. They stopped teaching you how to write curses. You don't write curses anymore. Now let me tell you something. Look at Dawn. I want you to look at Dawn. And I want you to look up Jewish ritual murder.
Go ahead.
What? Say what?
And look those up. It's going to blow your mind. I promise.
Hold on. He said, okay, he said, hold on. Tell me, because I hear y'all. I'm just going to give y'all a great chance. Y'all stay open because this is one of the few shows that y'all talk at the same time, practically.
Grandma, my line open.
I hear you. Go ahead. What you want to say?
Okay, this 6266 from Texas. I don't know if I still hold.
No, I got everybody open. You open. I opened all the lines.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I just want to say, you know, we get affected the worst in how they get us with health, money, and politics. So that's what's hurting a lot of our people today, right?
Mm-hmm.
They hit us in those three main areas, right? We can even go to the device that was putting people arms, right, who are suffering now. That's who the ones that are getting sick and going to get hit with all the chemtrails. We getting hit, too, that didn't take it. But they're going to get hit the worst. I mean, I work
right.
in medical field because I'm a registered nurse, but they guinea pigged on us all the time. I don't understand how we fell from that. Well, we know what happened with Tuskegee. We know bad experiences that our people have dealt with in the hospital. I used to have to check and get on doctors all the time. Now, we're not getting pigeons today. We're going to do this, that, and the other. That's why we need to learn to advocate for ourselves. And you don't want to be part of the system, but sometimes you have to be in a system to know how this system works.
That's
so
right.
Running in this system. So when we say, oh, I don't want to do that because it's too hard, I don't want to, because nursing is hard, just like being a doctor is hard. It's not easy, but life is hard. But like
right.
you said, back then, we were more educated than now that we are today, right?
That's right.
So everything we're dealing with, it comes full circle. I go to the money part of it, which I try to tell my people, even though I'm a nurse, I've learned to manage my own money, retirement as far as funds, diversifying my bank accounts. You see what Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo being snatching money out of people's accounts, man, they not returning your money, but they claim it's $250,000 FDIC that'll give you your money back. That is not true. When a pandemic hit, they put in something called the Dodd-Frank or Dodd-Fort law, which tells you under a crisis, yes, correct, thank you, they can use your money and lend your money out. It used to be a limit on it.
Bank of holiday.
Yeah.
Correct. So
right.
that's why a lot of people don't understand why they're not getting their money back in the system. And I was talking to this guy, because I like to help people with their retirement. And it was a white guy. It's funny that you said that white people tell a black person just one-on-one, you know, what we discussed, but you let another black person come in, they get real quiet, right?
Right.
Well, this white guy was telling me, he said, I've been dealing with the financial system on both sides, the insurance side and the financial investment side. He said, do you know Americans are the dumbest people about their own money? Do you know? I say, who?
Yeah,
I say, who do that? He say, so I'm telling you, when you get the more you grow, the more you get serious about what you do. He said, don't take everybody as a client. Don't take everybody as a customer. Don't do it. Either they for what they want to protect their own money or not. If not, you're gonna give it to the government anyway, because Uncle Sam's getting his anyway. Right? So we caught up in a system. That's why they don't teach us financial literacy. Going to politics, that's why they don't teach us civics. Remember, they took civics out of the education system years. Correct. They took that out of the education system years ago.
Yeah.
So
years
you have
ago.
What's
years
going
about
on.
1971, 1972, they took it out.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad you told me that, because I didn't know the exact year. I was just reading some information about it. And some friends that I was in the group with, I said, well, we keep losing that. I'm talking about our culture. People in society as a whole, we don't know politics. It's like my friend Shaq said. He said, a lot of people in our culture, we want vanity over sanity. But now you begging for sanity now, because what's going on in Chicago, New York, and everything else, when you should have been watching what was going on anyway, what these people doing with your money. See, they don't keep you. Kanye broke it down. He say it's a system. The Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Bill the Bird, mm-hmm. how they messed up the education system. Big Pharma came in, took away the naturopathic doctors. We know all the naturopathic doctors mm-hmm. got killed before the pandemic.
Hey, don't forget Kanye State.
Say,
the government don't love black people. That got him in trouble right there. He said, the government don't love black people. He got right up there and said in front of everybody.
He said, Bush.
But he wasn't lying. He was actually.
He said Bush. He said Bush. Go ahead.
He was telling you the truth. And he said, black ain't
but,
no
but
concept
that's
in
that's
life.
Louisiana had flooded and they let all them brothers down in Louisiana. He stood up on that stage and said that.
Yeah.
But he's still talking and he revealing the system though. Which is the Jews, right? The small house, the Robert Emanuel, the Ali, the Israel. That is the problem. So
I'm loving you, sister.
Well, we messed up. We only get on the point when our sanity and our money and our life is at stake now, and that's what's going on. And I hear
sister, you say it. Go ahead. Make your last point. Go ahead.
Yes,
make your point.
Sir. My last point, yes, sir. So where we are right now as a people is where we should have been, and I was just obliged that we did have leaders, like the elder said earlier, who was trying to tell us what to do. So you go to your Bible for the so-called Christians who don't read. I don't believe in religion, but I've read the Bible 3 times. It's funny, I know more than a Christian know in that darn Bible. But we wandered in the wilderness for 400 years, right? And we're being punished because we ignored, right, the teachings that we were supposed to abide by, and now we're here today. So I hear the pastors, what they're saying, but I would oblige everybody to support us as the young people because we're trying to do the work. Eventually everybody passes on, but we don't get the support. And I follow education.
And I want to say to you, you're going to get the support because that's why these programs like this, who you able to talk in ways you ain't able to talk is going to be more prevalent for you. And but like you say, now I'm going to say something to all y'all right now. Deaf is enemy. If y'all don't got y'all deaf ready, because you'll be a burden on your family. I see that it can be happening. And unfortunately, we got to have, luckily, we had loving parents that was able to help and family was able to help. But what happens is, y'all working job, whatever you do, go get an insurance policy. If you can't afford your insurance, go get a policy. go get because they know that they're gonna get you in life and in death. You will pay.
And if you're linked up with a credit union, you can get it through your credit union also.
Yes, I want everybody.